attention, stations on. Our broadcast will begin in 10 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That was your 10-minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 5 minute mark. In 5, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 5 minute time check, station. Attention stations on the network. Broadcast will begin in 2 minutes. My mark in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That was your 2 minute time stations. Stations on the network will begin in 1 minute. Mark in 5, 3, 2, 1. Mark that 1 minute time check. Stations.
Get ready for Tri-City Dust Devils Baseball. It's time for the King Beverage Wiser pregame show. For more on today's game, here's Doug Taylor.
Hello and a good Friday evening to you on this school night here at the stadium. Also a family feast night as well. So folks out to the ball, hoping to enjoy perhaps the straight win for the Tri-City Dust Devils. They put two straight on the board. They host the Everett Aqua Sox in Game 4 of this game series tonight. Here at GISA, this is Doug Taylor joining from the U.S. Cellular broadcast booth for Tri-City Dust Devil Baseball. As mentioned last night, it took longer than in ties opened up on us here at GISA. A cold, long shower for all involved, causing a 53-minute rain delay between the top and bottom of the eighth innings. Tri-City led 9-4 going rain delay. They would not see the bottom of the eighth inning. Then follow it. The Everett Aquas tried to come back with a rally. Momentum was certainly not in their favorite direction going into the rally, but that kind of reset things. First four Aqua Sox reach via hit. They end up scoring three runs in the top of the ninth inning. But Zach Kristofak able to get a double play ball and then a ground out, able to slow down and put a stop to things. 9-7, the Dust Devils victory. And again, their second straight win against the Sox. They lead the series 2-1. And they're now 13-14 in the season. So an opportunity not only to win their third straight game, but also to get back to 500 tonight for the Dust Devils. Meanwhile, Everett 18 so far on their season. Still Tri-City in at 5th and 6th in the Northwest. Tri-City 3 games back of Spokane. Same number of games, 27, because it's 2. Both of those won another last week. Eugene 18-11, they're a game back as they the rest of their suspended game Monday last night, and they're still looking to make their game when Eugene heads to Vancouver. So that'll be an interesting setup. Gina game back at 14-11. Hillsborough 14-14. So they're 2.5 back. Go to Vancouver 13-13. Both 500. 2.5 back. Tri-City a half game behind them at 13-14. Everett at 11-18. Pulling up the rear, but still just 6 games back of Spokane. And speaking of Spokane, have to bring them up in that context because they were a team that was really struggling in the first half of the year last year. One of the worst teams in the league. And then they caught fire in the summer and into the later summer and ended up making their way into the Northwest League Championship Series. So just because you're in last place in the middle of May, I mean you're out of anything in the North. A long way to go this season. So winners of 2 straight. Again, it's school night. So good to have students, parents, teachers here tonight. Coming and enjoying Devil Baseball. And Tri-City looking to make it 3 wins. A genuine bona fide winning streak on the line for the Dust Devils this evening. With that, we'll go ahead and take our first break. We'll bring you the starting lineup, continue to get you set for the Dusty Aqua Sox, game four of a six-game series at a cloudy and somewhat cool Gisa Stadium. But it's hard dry on this Friday night, and we hope it stays. This is the King Beverage Budweiser pregame show. You're listening at DustDevilsBaseball.com and on the MILB First Chat.
This was really fun.
Yeah, thanks for dinner.
For sure. Not really playing with my keys. I literally took a...
Oh, me too. Can I drive around?
Start the night out. Because you can't drive drunk, drive there. Decide to ride. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Up Against Drunk Driving, and Uber. Copyright 2022, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, so I should save money. Yep, make room under that. Okay, no big purchases. But you should put 20% down on that as soon as you can. Hold on, literally just said, Yeah.
There's a lot of questionable money advice out there. For financial knowledge to help you reach your version of success, come to Credit Union. We can walk you through everything to feel confident about your finances. A healthier approach to money. Find it at Credit Union. Gisa is an equal operator.
We ran China glass with tents, barbecues, flatware, lid, dance floor, staging, tables, chairs.
No job too big, no job too small.
Jackhammers, stand pullers, washers, stir saws, generators, skid steer, excavate and go, sailors, tractors, nailers, tapers.
Now in Kennewick, 2901 2nd Avenue, call 509-790-300 or go to rentA2Z.com.
We rent everything, man. 8 convenient locations at A to Z. We rent everything.
Over the past 2 years, many women put their annual mammograms on hold. Data tells us about half those missed their appointments. In addition, 25% put off evaluation of cancer symptoms, resulting in delayed diagnosis and treatment. The result could mean thousands of unnecessary deaths and more advanced and difficult breast cancer to treat. Don't skip your mammogram. Call 509-374-4030 today. Visit inlandimaging.com.
The King Beverage Budweiser pregame show continuing here at DustDevilsBaseball.com and on the First Pitch app. The Dust Devils hosting the Everett Aqua Sox for a six-game series tonight at Gisa Stadium. And this is Doug Taylor joining you from the U.S. Cellular Broadcast booth. On a Friday night, the Devils in their home whites, navy letters. A little bit of navy in the numbers, too. Gold trim. Tri-City looking for win 3 in a row in the East. After falling in the first 2-1 in 11 innings, straight victories, two cut on by the skinnier teeth victories, but never victories the same. They stay that. Looks different. Looks the same in the scorebook as an 18-2 victory, which Tri-City did to Everett earlier this season. And again, 13-14, looking to get to 500, an opportunity, though, with a win tonight. With that, let's get you the starting lineups. First for the visitors, the Everett Sox. Presented by their mayor, Eric Ferris. Elvy Marte at shortstop leading off. He's led off and played shortstop, or I think it's been shortstop every game of this series. Spencer Packard, day off last night. He comes back in to play right field. Packard, one of the better hitters statistically in the North League. Charlie Welch, the catcher, will be heard. First time we've seen Welch in this series. Trent Tingelstad, the left field, will bat cleanup. Justin Leahy, who's had a big series, and went in the end of Wednesday's game. He was the man who tripled home a couple of runs, being Everett within a run, and then a pass to third. He took off for the plate, but the ball bouncing back. Kyle Kasser, who got it to Stratton Panera for the tag at home plate to win the ball game, as it came down to a few feet with two outs in the bottom ninth. But Levy's had a very strong series, second base batting fifth. Dariel, first baseman, he'll bat sixth, back after a night off. Victor LeBron, the center fielder, will bat seventh. James Parker, the third baseman, will bat eighth. And Cole Barr, the designated hitter, bats ninth. The right-handed starter for the Everett Aqua Sox is a man who's already been here and pitched against the Dust Devils this year. You might be doing the math, well, how could that be? This is Everett's trip to Gisa Stadium. Well, the Seattle Mariners and San Francisco Giants made a trade a couple days back. That trade sent Ryne Prelander from the Giants organization to the Mariners organization. Pro was here April 27th, pitching for Eugene Emeralds. Went forward, kind of shut down the Dust Devils offense to start things off. He's back here as a member of the Ops, making his Mariner organization debut as he warms up in Everett's road gray navy in the left pit. Now for the Tri-Civils, as presented by their acting manager, Jack Cora. Shortstop in Paris will bat first. Kyren's bat starting to get going. Seeing some signs of life there in the last few days. Designated hitter Kyle Kasser will bat second. Kasser with three hits. Jordan Adams, the center fielder, will bat followed by Gabe Matthews, the first baseman, in the cleanup spot. Gabe was in the line, a late scratch. Good to see Gabe back at it tonight. Francisco Del Valle, the left fielder, will bat. Del Valle also with three hits in tonight's victory. Stratton Panera, pitcher, will bat six, followed by Edwin, right fielder. Big Edwin bat. Kenyon Jovan getting straight start. It was an emergency start last night. In the lineup to start, he'll be over at third base. And batting ninth is the secondman, Jose Guzman. On the hill for the Dust Devils, just having completed his warm-up tosses, right field line is Nick Mont, the lefty from Watertown. Get 0-2 so far in the year, a 5.52 ERA. He faced the Aqua Sox in the series at Funko Field. His third outing against the Aqua Sox coming up, hoping to have a little better success than he did over at Funko Field. Unfriendly park. Teachers, Gisa on the side of that. By the way, Perlander Barroa, 0-0 so far, his record, an ERA of .68. He's been really good. 13 and a third inning, giving up just one run earned. He's walked six and struck out six in all of those with the Eugene Emeralds. He makes his Everett Aqua Sox and Seattle Mariner organizational debut tonight. Guillermo Rodriguez is the home plate umpire. Zdek Zdenek faces. Remind you, Dust Devils and Aqua Sox are for the rest of the weekend. Fireworks show presented by Desert Mart tomorrow night. Come on out again, 6:30, the first pitch time. Jordan, if you can't join us, or even if tune in at DustDevilsBaseball.com and on the MILB First Pitch app, as Tri-City and Everett get more, at least that's the plan, and hopefully the weather forks will cooperate here most of the way. Had a delay last night, still got it done. As Tri-City, a 9-7 winner, in a bit of a thriller, not quite as much as Wednesday's, but the win in the books, and Tri-City looking to get back to 500 tonight, as it is Jack Santora. At home plate, exchanging talking with the umpires. Jose Umbria, one of the Sox coaches, the man in representative tonight. At home plate. Fans weigh in. It is again school night, so folks out and filling up the bleach. Hope we have a good one for you tonight. And Devil winner as Tri-City take Everett in game four of the six games. With that, let's go ahead and take another. So we'll come back, and while we'll honor America with the national anthem, we'll bring you first pitch and all the action coming shortly. Tri-City Dust Baseball here at DustDevilsBaseball.com and on the MILB First Pitch app.
The Hampton Inn Suites by Cities Hotel provides a home away from home while you stay in Washington. Wake up to a free hot breakfast after a restful sleep on a clean and fresh Hampton bed. Plan your never using the free Wi-Fi in your room or throughout the hotel and unwind in their indoor salt pool and hot tub. They're close to the track center for meetings, concert, and sport events. Visit Gisa Stadium to watch the Tri-City Dust. For reservations, call 509-792-1660 or stop by 6826 Burden Boulevard in Paso.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect sub taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Dear Rook, let's talk about extra. Toyota offers of extra with Toyota Care, our no-cost plan good for 2 years or 25,000 miles. No-cost oil changes, no-cost tire rotations, no-cost fluid levels, more. That's a whole lot of extra at cost from Toyota. Ford, Honda, and Nissan all charge extra for maintenance. Kind of extra nobody needs. Try hard, Toyota.
Based on manufacturer's data as of 2022, covers normal factory schedule of service 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever occurs. See participating dealer for coverage details.
You've been listening to the King Beverage Budweiser pregame show. Stay tuned. Tri-City Dust Devils baseball is next. The High A affiliate of the Lawless Angels.
AutoZone's distribution center in Pasco is hiring. Walk today from 8 till noon to be interviewed. Today, the AutoZone DC is hiring for all shifts starting at $18.25 per hour and also hiring Class A drivers with hazmat endorsements, huge bonus money, full-time position benefits, and a great work culture. Walk today from 8 to noon at 3733 Apple Avenue in Pasco to apply. Drive your career and your future with AutoZone.
We take a lot of the success of our Tri-City Dust Devils, just like the folks at CO Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride. With quality gasoline, non-premium, and diesel fuel, Pacific Pride's 24-hour fully automated filling stations are modern, clean, lit, And the frequent fueler's access card provides security, full, and itemized billing. No lost receipts, no unauthorized purchases, no guesswork. Just 100 Pacific Pride sites throughout the year. At Pacific Pride, we fuelers, and your company can join the team. So get a handle on your commercial fueling needs with Pacific Pride. Open your account today at Sea Energy, an independent franchise Pacific Pride, with offices in Pasco, Spokane, Yakima, and surrounding areas.
Tri-City Dust Devils Baseball is on the air. Dust Devils Baseball is brought to you part by Giza Credit Union, Toyota of Tri-City, King Beverage, AutoZone, Imogene, Hampton & Suites, CG House, Tri-City Community Health, Orbitz RV Service and Safe, Columbia Distributing, and COE. Now, for the call of today's game, Doug Taylor.
And hello again to you on this Friday evening. This is Stadium Live, in fact. This is Tri-City Dust Devil Baseball at dustdevilsbaseball.com and on the First Pitch app. Come to you from the U.S. Cellular Broadcast Booth on an overcast Friday night for baseball, but again, so far I won, and we hope it remains that way. Let's get you the defensive alignment, Tri-City Dust Devils, winners of two of this series. It'll be in left field, Francisco Day, Jordan Adams, the center fielder, and Edwin Yohn out in right field. Around the infield first, Kenyon Yovan getting the start at the hot corner at third. Tyrus is the shortstop. Jose Gu, the man at second base. Gabe Matthews back in the lineup tonight over at first base. Stratton Padera, the catcher, and on the mound, the big tall lefty, Nick Mondak. As Mondak in his fifth start of the season, outing came May 8th as part of a doubleheader in Spokane. He went just a couple innings in that outing, but that wasn't due to his pitch. It's a situation where Tri-City and Spokane hadn't played in 2 days, and so the Dust Devils were looking more of their pitcher's work than getting two innings, and that one is previous start. He'd gone six. Noel Marte in the right-hand box, and Tri-City double baseball on a Friday night underway. Noel Marte pops the ball high in the air. And out of play, 6:32 the start time this evening. Shortly, we'll get you the temperature brought to you at Columbia Distributing. 0-1 the count to first, or make it the next pitch. It's hit on three hops to Yovan at third. He field fires across to Gabe Matthews. Any of time. Four out, number one. Kick us off right properly tonight. That'll bring in fielder Spencer Packard. Mentioned in the pregame that Packard had the night off last night, getting a bit of a after a rough night at the plate on Wednesday. This Packard in the top 10 in just about every offensive category. First pitch to him, hit on the ground, a few hops to short. Paris has it, throw in time, getting Packard by about a step, and two quick ground ball for Nick Mondak at the top of the first inning. Two outs. That'll be in catcher Charlie Welch. Time we've seen Welch. His series. Well, start this year, 261 in 261 the average. He's at 3 home runs, driven in 7. On base percent of 433, so a tough customer at the plate. First pitch from Mondak to him. It's a mile an hour fastball in the inner half. First going one. So Mondak only threw 14 balls in his last start. The next offering, a curve in for a strike, going 2. Mondak coming so far. Guillermo Rodriguez is the man behind home plate. Zdek Zdenek on the base pass. The 0-2. Fastball a little high. 93 out of the hand of Mondak. One ball and two strikes as the crowd continuing to find its way into Giza Stadium. From the line, the 1-2. Curveball missing high. Two balls and two strikes to Welch. Welch from St. Petersburg, Florida. 19th round for the Mariners in last year's Major League Draft. The 2-2. Fastball, missing high. Three balls and two strikes as the count goes full. If Welch reaches, waiting on deck is left fielder Trent Tingelstad. Mondak from the line, the 3-2. Hit on the ground to Yovan at third. Took up, still has it, throws across time. Yovan recovering nicely to make the put out, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Nick Mondak and the Dust Devils. Here in the first, no runs, no errors, nobody left. We go to the bottom of the first inning with the score, the Everett Aqua Sox nothing. The Tri-City Devils coming to bat. This is Dust Devil Baseball.
Port Rapids RV, serving sales, your family Rapids RV Service and Sales is a growing family-owned and operated dealership located in Richland. Our site technicians service all makes and models. If you're looking to purchase an RV, or need maintenance or repairs, Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales will exceed your expectations. Go to hornrapidsrv.com to start your family adventure today.
Everybody, you shouldn't retire until you're 65.
Buying a house? 20% down or nothing, bud.
It's easy. Put your money in saving. Touch it.
There's a lot of questionable money advice out there. For financial knowledge that can help you reach your version of success, come to Giesecke. We can walk you through everything you need to feel confident about your finances, through your approach to money. Find it at Credit Union. Giese is an equal opportunity lender.
Everett Aqua Sox nothing. Tri-City Dust Devils coming back on this Friday night here at Giese Stadium. This is Dust Devil Baseball. You're listening live from the U.S. Cellular broadcast. As Nick Mondatz, 2-3, top of the first, and now the Dust Devils, who put 16 runs on the board in their last two games, both of them wins. We'll try to get the offense in motion again tonight. The defensive alignment for the Everett Aqua Sox follows. Around the outfield, Trent Tingleton in left field, Victor Labrada, the center fielder, and Spencer Packard, the right fielder. Around the infield from third to first, it's James Parker at third base, Elvi Marte, the shortstop, and Levy at second base, and to Gomez, the first baseman. Charlie is the catcher for the Aqua Sox. The mound is the righty Prelander, and making his second start at Giese Stadium this year for his second team. He was here with the Eugene Emeralds 2 weeks. First pitch to Kyron Perez, a fastball at 95, catching the outer half, strike 0-1. Mentioned Kyron Perez. Bringing that average a bit. Kyron now at 193, 0-1. Slow grounder, side, attacked on a couple of hops by James across and gets the throw over in plenty of time for the bottom of the first inning. Pair base three times last night, a triple and two walks. Scored on all three of those. Retired, though, to start things off for the Dust Devils, and that'll bring Kyle Kasser to the... Kasser with hits last night. Getting a semi-break, if you will, in the field, but still at the plate. First pitch from Barola. Missing just low with a fastball. Three, it's a fastball with late movement. You can kind of work it in and out. And it's 93 to 97. And I know the count to Kasser and the pitch. Swing and a miss. That was an off-speed pitch. Looked like a breaking ball. Waving over top of it for a strike one. You just kind of wonder with Barola. It's a bit of a feeling of deja vu. One. Fastball low and outside. And a strike to Kyle. Dust Devils and Aqua Sox score. One out, bottom of the first inning. Tri-City in their home whites. Everett in their road grays. The 2-1. Just outside. That was a changeup, looked like that time. Just 85, the gun said. Three balls and a strike. The count to Kasser, who's being shifted tonight to pull the 3-1. That promising low ball four. So Kasser, a one-out here in the bottom of the first inning. And that'll bring up Jordan Adams. Kasser, fine base stealer. We've mentioned that a few times. Eight stolen bases, second best on the Dust Devils to Kyron Barris's 11. Harris West League in that canter. Adams last night was 0 for 4, though he did reach and score. First pitch to him as an off-speed selection from Barola for 0-1. Righty on righty here. Kasser at the 0-1. Swing and a miss. The bottom to that one. And Adams quickly down. No balls and strikes. Hoping this might be the largest crowd of the season tonight here. Good to see everybody out. And hope they have a wonderful time here this evening. The 0-2. Low. Making the stop. Kasser holding at first. Ball and two strikes to Jordan Adams with Gabe Matthews waiting on deck. For the Dust Devils. Pick up. Oh, close play over at first as Roa tried to catch Kasser napping. Kyle made it back, but it was a bit of stress for him. Kasser will retake his lead. Adams looking out the whole way. 1-2. Fat top of the zone, strike three. So Adams is looking. That was a fastball just picking off the top of the zone. Two outs here in the box. Tri-City and Everett, no score. And Gabe Matthews, the first baseman, will step in. He was slated to be the first baseman last, but then was a late scratch. Didn't know why. First pitch to Matthews. A little high. One ball, strikes. Game back tonight at first, so Ducks on the corners defensively, which is often how it is, but a little different setup. The one had a changeup low, two balls and no strikes. Now to Gabe Matthews. The most frequent setup is Kyle Kasser at third and Gabe Matthews at first. It's Kenyon Jovan at third and Matthews at first. So still on the corners. The 12th. Breaking ball inside, three balls and no strikes. Now to Matthews. Francisco Del Valle on deck. Del Valle with three hits last night. Strike City looking to strike first. Very the 3-0. Now poured down the middle for a strike 3-1. Matthews with the bat on his shoulder. So after this series, the dust road for a couple of weeks. 6 in Vancouver against the Canadians and 6 in Eugene against the Worlds. The 3-1. Hit in the deep to left. Going back, Tingles going back. And hits off the base of the wall. Kasser's going to round third and head home. The throw misses the relay man. Kasser in. RBI double for Gabe Matthews and 1-0 Tri-City in the first. So the Dust Devils strike again. They had four runs in the first inning on Wednesday night. Got things going attack-wise. They had the second and three in the third last night. So the early portion of the attack has a feature here. Level offense in the last few days, and Matthews doing it again. Left field line, he has field power, and that one tricked that a bit, I think. Francisco Del Valle in, first pitch to a change, missing a little outside. 1-0 to Valle. This is average up to 240 with his strong performance last night. The 1-0 flip foul over the screen left. 1-1 now to Francisco Del Valle. 1-0 Dust Devils. Here in the bottom of the first inning. Baroa working in the stretch. This is already one more run than the last time he pitched here. The 1-1. Del Valle out to center. Going back. And he'll make the basket catch in shallow center for out number three. So say, bringing things to a close in the first with the Dust Devil. Strike for the opening run of the ballgame. They do so on one. There were no errors. And one man left. Through an inning, Texas Stadium, the score, the Tri-City Devils 1, and the Evernaqua sitting. You're listening to Dust Devil Baseball.
Dear road rivals, but extra. Toyota offers tons of pro with Toyota Care for no-cost maintenance for 2 years or 25,000 miles. Cost oil changes, no-cost tire rotate, no-cost fluid level adjustments, and more. That's a whole lot of extra at no cost. Ford, Honda, and Nissan all extra for maintenance. That's the kind of extra nobody needs. Try harder. Toyota.
Based on manufacturer's data as of 3/20/2022, covers normal factory schedules for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See participating dealer for coverage details.
Over the past 2 years, many women put their annual mammogram on hold. Data tells us about half those scheduled miss their appointments. In addition, 25% put off evaluation of their breast cancer symptoms, resulting in delayed diagnosis and treatment. The result could mean thousands of unnecessary deaths and more advanced and difficult breast cancer to treat. Don't skip mammogram. Call 509-374-4030 today or visit inlandimaging.com.
The Hampton Inn Suites Pasco Tri-Cities Hotel is a home away from home retreat. While Houston, wake up to a free hot breakfast after a restful sleep on a clean and fresh hamp. Plan your next adventure using the free Wi-Fi in a room or throughout the hotel and unwind their indoor saltwater pool and hot tub. Close to the track center for meetings, concert, and sports. Visit Gisa Stadium to watch the Tri-City Dust Devils. For reservations, 509-792-1660. Stop by 6826 Burden Book in Pasco.
Trent Mann to lead off the top of the second inning for the Everett Aqua Sox. The Tri-City Dust Devils leading Everett by a score of 1-0. Nick Mondak comes home with a curveball for a strike 0-1. And this is Devil Baseball live from the U.S. Cellular Broadcast Booth. On a school night here at Gisa, the 0-1. Tingle hits it hard to center, going back Adams, and he's got it. Running back a few steps, got it that one. And Tinglestad hit it, but in the end, just a long low out. And a nice start to the game for Nick Mondak. Retired the first four he's seen. Justin Levy up to the plate for Everett. Levy had three hits on Wednesday night, including a triple that almost tied the ball. First pitch to Levy, fouled away the first base side. No balls and a strike to count to listed at 6'1", 205. Right-hander from Kenosha, Wisconsin. The 0-1. Fastball high for Munn. Can't even add a ball into strike. Slavy has a slow start for him this year, but has really come on. The 1-1. Left side, diving stop, Jovan is across to first, and oh, just not in time. Play, and goodbye Jovan just to get to it, but Levy able to add an infield single. First hit of the night for the Aqua Sox. Levy reaching base. Levy has 5 stolen bases. He's been caught once, but he leads the Aqua Sox in that statistic. So Stratton keeping an eye out. Dariel Gomez to the pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball for a strike going one. Then pass ball for Nick Mondak in the upper to low to even mid-90s. He can rush it there. And as that slow curve can come in anywhere from the low 70s to the upper 70s miles. From the strike, 0-1. Fastball, top part of the zone for strike 2. Seeing Mondak go after him far. It was a real rough time for him at Funko Field. They did some damage to him, the Aqua Sox, the 0-2. Ball just high. Ball in 2 strikes. In fact, Mondak on the seats giving up 5 home runs on the mound. That is the most of any pitcher for the Devils. Of course, when you're a starter, you get more opportunities to do so, pitching longer. Mondak checks Levy at times, the 1-2. There's strike 3. Got him with a chain. Gomez can hardly believe it. But a strike at Darius Gomez. 2 outs now here in the top of the second. First strike out of the night for Nick Mondak. Up steps Victor Lotta. The center fielder, Tri-City 1, Everett nothing. Counts now top of the second inning. And again, lefty on lefty. A lot of lefties in this Everett lineup. The first fastball missing high, perhaps a touch low. 1 ball in. See, even lefty on the hill. It's 4 lefties in the line. It's 6 usually. The 1-0 is... Levy can pick off throw, ends up in left, he turns and heads for third. Adams runs on the throw, making it close there, but Levy beating tag. That was a bit of the speed of Jordan Adams on display there as he hurried from center field to grab that throw to third, and Levy was very nearly dead meat there. But he's making it all the way around, so Levy was picked off, but the thumbs up. Inset, I believe that'll be an E2. I don't think he'll get a stolen base. The 1-0 is low. Pedera's stepping it and keeping Levy at third. 2 balls and no strikes now to Victor. Again gone with the hoodie underneath jersey. E2 not used. April and May, cool weather we've had in both and Western Washington for that matter. The 2-0. Breaking ball at the top of the zone for a strike 2-1. Labrada turned away. That's a big hook from Nick Mondak, finding the strike zone. 2 balls in his. Nick looks in, the 2-1. That's a breaking ball outside. 3 balls in a strike now to Victor Labrada with James Parker waiting on deck. Justin Levy third, 2 outs, 1-0 tries to score here in the top of the second inning. Mondak, the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Labrada trying to hold up. Kind of a weak move. Mondak gets the count full, 2. Can already feel the energy in the stadium. Good crowd here on this Friday. The 3-2. Foul to the Tri-City dugout on the first base side. Stays 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mondak, the Friday night ace for the Johns Red Storm of the Big East count. Strong baseball collegiately in the Northeast, the 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Blew him away with the ball. LeBron reached a little for it. 2 strikeouts in the inning. Mondak and the Aqua Sox. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left. We go to the bottom of the second here at Geese's Stadium. The score, Tri-City Dust Devils 1, and the Sox nothing. You're listening to Baseball.
We take a pride in the success of our Tri-City Ducks, just like the folks at CO Energy. Independent franchise of Pacific Pride. With quality gasoline, non-ethyl premium, and diesel fuel. Pride's 24-hour fully automated stations are modern, clean, and well-lit. And the frequent fueler's this card provides security, control, and itemized billing. No lost, no unauthorized purchases. Work. just hundreds of convenient Pacific Pride sites throughout the U.S. At Pacific Pride, we fuel the winners, and your company can join the team. So get a handle on your fueling needs with Pacific Pride. Open your account today at CO Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride, with offices in Pasco, Spokane, Yakima, and surrounding areas.
So, this date was really fun.
Yeah, thanks for dinner.
For sure. Not sure why I'm playing with my keys. I look like an Uber here.
Oh, me too.
Well,
grab around.
A beer?
Start the night, because you can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Decide. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber. Company 2, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Trenton Panaris and Box to lead off the bottom of the second inning. Tri-City Dust Devils leading the Everett Aquasets by a score of 1-0. Panaris looks at a fastball at 90 miles an hour for a strike 1-1. Tri-City with a run in the first. And that's how they have their lead. The 0-1 to Stratton is fouled straight back into the screen for a strike. 0-2 to Panaris. Panaris followed by Edwin Yone and Kenyon Yovan. 6-7-4. Acting manager Jack Santora. And the Dust Devils can report that manager Jack Howell is still involved in the decision-making. The 0-2. Fastball a little low. Did he go? The check down the baseline to Zdek Zdenek. He said Panaris did check the swing. One ball and two strikes. Stratton's average 205 and driven in. Three homers as well on the board in 2022. The 1-2 for Roa. Fastball look at low. Two balls and two strikes. 96. That time from Roa, who has good velocity. And the Dust Devils have already seen him this season. As of the Eugene Emeralds, the 2-2. It's outside. Three balls and strikes as Panaris getting the full. Back to his first home run. His first two home runs make it against the Aqua Sox. The 3-2 side, ball four. So Panaris with the guy leading off with a walk here in the second. That's the second walk issued by Baroa already this night. And Ben Wignon stepping into the right-hand box. We were able to get some updated heights and weights for the Dust Devils. As Edwin listed on our initial roster at 6'5", 180. Neither clearly the case as he looks at a breaking ball out, one ball and no strikes. Yone, 6'8", 237. That listed height and weight now. A large man in the left-hand batter's box. And when he extends, as Panaris goes, swing and a miss. Throw down to second. Not time. Panaris has stolen base. It's the catcher on the run and in scoring position for Stratton on the year. That is still number two. So not usual MO, but he makes it work. And now in scoring position. 1-1 the count to Yone. The off from Baroa. Big swing and a miss. Make it a foul tip into the glove of Charlie Welch for strike two. A run and error for the Dust Devils. One's across. The 1-2. Low. Yone laying off the breaking ball in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. For Everett, it's no runs, a hit, and no errors. Still quite early on in this one. Botkin inning. Tri-City looking for a straight win and looking to get back to 500. Swoop. Pedestal lead at second. Baroa set the 2-2. Yone hits one hard down the line. Fast Parker into the left corner. Coming around third and scores Panaris. It's an RBI double. Edwin Yone. That's 2-0 Tri-City in the second. Exactly the situation. 6'8", 237. Big long arms. One gets the barrel to it. It is Evelyn in a hurry. Parker was not far away from that ball. Couldn't get the glove up in time. Already passed him. 2-0 Tri-City, bottom two. And for Yone, his seventh RBI of the season. Crowd all right, and the Dust Devils again on the attack. A run in each of their first two at bat. Also Yone, by the way, second double of the season. As Kenyon Yovanch playing third base tonight. It's the first time I've seen him at third this year. First pitch to him. Ball in for his right, going one. So speed offerings about in the mid-80s or so from Baroa with the fastball mid to upper 90s. Short lead at second, the 1-0 inside. Ball two, 2 balls and no strikes to Kenyon Jovan. Had to have been quite the week for Roa. You're getting set to pitch for this, and then you're informed, oh, hey, by the way, somewhere else. The 1-1 make it, they say now. A fastball into strike one and two. Yeah, it seems right, come to think of it. It's the breaking ball for a strike to lead things off. So 1-2 is the count. And the pitch to Jovan. Ball missing low that time. Can't even get 2-2 to Jovan. Come on, waiting on deck. Tri-City looking into a 2-0 lead here in the second. Time called by Charlie Welch at the plate. Jovan will reset. But he will get back into position with on a short lead at second. One where he could just kind of reach and fall over. The 2-2. Fastball out. 3 balls. And strikes down. Another full count. The Dust Devils really making Baroa go far. Showing patience at the plate, and it's paying off for them. Baroa set the 3-2. Jovan hits one to the left side. On one hop, Marte has it. Throw to first in time. Jovan robbed by Noelvi Marte. A nice play deep in the hole at short. And tired for the first out of the second. 6-3 the put out, but Jovan looked definitely like he had a shot at a single at bare minimum, but the clean pick by man, then the strong arm throw over to first, retiring. That'll bring up Jose Guzman. Switch hitter hitting left to the righty Baroa. First pitch to him. Guzman flips it foul over the grandstand here at Giesa. A strike to Jose off last night. Guzman, another bat starting to show a little bit. That looked like an off-speed pitch. Missing high. The count to Guzman. Average at 121, but it was lower than that. A little bit more to Jose Guzman than just that. The 1-1. So going to miss at a fastball, strike two. Guzman does have 10 walks, so he's found a way aboard that way. More stolen bases as well, so if he gets on, certainly somebody who might look to take a bat. Jonas need the 1-2. Going to miss strike three. Just got the fastball a couple of times. Guzman down on strikes. Two down now for the Dust Devils here in the second. Third strikeout. Second strikeout for Baroa. And Kyron Paris back up for second plate appearance in the bottom of the second. Usually a good sign for squad when your leadoff man hits in both the first and the second. You've gotten something right. In the Dust Devils' case, it's a couple of runs. 2-0 Tri-City, 2 outs by 2. First pitch to Paris. Breaking ball in for a strike, going 1. It's with 2 outs now, the Everett defense playing fully back. They really kind of did for that, too. Though Yon stretching the lead a bit now, the 0-1. On the inner half, a first strike going 2. Paris sent out to James Parker at third, his first up. Crowd making some noise here. Baroa set up, there's the 0-2. Paris lines it foul, first base side, over the grandstand. Count stays, no ball strikes. It's a bit Friday night here in this general part of real estate as some youth soccer matches have to over the fence here at Giesa. The 0-2. Paris tipping in foul plate. He stated that was another breaking ball from Baroa. 0-2, the count to Kyron Paris. As the Dust Devils in their home white and navy accents. Trying to stretch this to a true streak. And off to a start in that, the 0-2. Pick ball down the right field line, going over Packard into foul territory near the Dust Devil bullpen. And he's unable to make the catch. I think he had a good beat on it, but I believe his collision with the ball over there may have knocked the ball out of his glove. He had a long way to go. But it's a foul ball, and Paris will get an opportunity here. Still 2 strike. Fouled off a couple here. Yon hoping to get an up, come home from second. Has his lead again. The pitch. Outside, a little high as well with a fastball, 95. 1-2, the count to Kyren Perry. It's back in, the young righty from California. It's east of the East Bay, the 1-2. That is slider up high, two balls, two strikes. Really seeing in a lot of the advance so for the Dust Devils. Not giving Baroa easy out. And the more you do that, the more you can pitch your work, the more you're likely to get something to hit and make something happen. The 2-2. Breaking ball high. Three balls and two strikes. There's also a little bit that Prolando Baroa is throwing to Charlie first time today. In fact, there is action in the Everett bullpen here in the bottom of the second inning. Just getting go. 3-2. Fastball high, ball four. So Paris has a two-out walk, and now two aboard. Dust Devils with two out. Kyle Casper, the designated hitter, will get a chance. Matt Pierpont, the pitching coach for the Aqua Sox, going to head out to the mound. We can pick off who it is warming up down at the bullpen. Let you know, righty Kyle Hill is the one warming for the Aqua Sox. Again, Hill not totally warm yet, but starting to get closer to the back with two scoreless innings for the Dust Devils. Mound visit over. And step into the left-hand box. Kyle coming home to score in the... That was on the double Gabe Matthews. 2-0, try first and second, two out. Baroa's the stretch, first pitch to Kasser. Fat high. 1-0 to Kyle. And Kyle Hill warming up in the Everett. Starting to really fling it down there. The 1-0. Another slider. Again, missing. Looked a little high. Balls and no strikes. So Baroa having some issues here. In his first outing as a member of the Aqua Sox, the 2-0. In the air to center, should be playable. Going over is Lebrana. He's parked up and he makes the catch for number three. The Dust Devils, a run on the board here in the second. On one hit for no errors, two man left. Through two at Keesa State 4, the Tri-City Dust Devils 2. Everett Aqua Sox nothing. This is Dust Devil Baseball.
Warren Rapids RV Service and Sales is a growing family-owned and operated dealership located in Richland. Our technicians service all makes and models. If you're looking to purchase an RV or need for repairs, Warren Rapids RV Service and Sales will exceed your expectations. Go to hornrapidsrv.com to start your family adventure today.
They say consistency is key to success. Wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshed, and consistently light? You just find that the road to success can be enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, like 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you get. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We ran China glassware's tent, barbecues, flatware, linen, stands for tables,
A to Z rental. No job too small.
Jackhammers, tool washers, stump grinder saws, jetters, skid steer, excavator, dingoes, regulars, tractors, nailers, staplers.
Now Wake, 2901 West 2nd Avenue. Call 509-579-0300 or go to redt.com.
We rent everything, man. 8 convenient locations at A to Z rental. We rent everything.
The Tri-City Dust Devils, the Everett Aqua Sox nothing as we head to the third inning here at Keesa Stadium, live from Cellular Broadcast Booth. This is the Dust Devil Baseball, Nick Mondak with those sitting so far. Looking to make it three, James Parker. The man stepping to the plate, first pitch from Mondak. Fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. Parker followed by Cole Barr and Noelvi Marte back at the top of the order for the third. The slow curve. Catching the top of the zone for strike two. Called by Parker and Mondak really pounding the zone with strikes. Saw that a little bit in his last long start against Eugene. Back swing. Pitch just missing high. Played up by Guillermo Rodriguez. One ball and two strikes. Parker, two homers on the season. The next pitch to him, hit in the air to center. Taking over to his left, Jordan Adams. In the field gap, he makes the catch. For out number one. So Mondak is now retired. First 80 is faced. Just the lone in single to Justin Levy so far. And he'll complete his first courser with designated hitter Cole stepping into the right-hand side. Mondak sets foot on the third base side of the rubber. First pitch, going to miss. Pins for a strike, 0-1. Seen Barr at second and third base in this series. Now the DH spot tonight, the 0-1. Fastball poured in for a strike, 2. Nick Mondak in command right now. Working quickly and working all over the strike zone. The 2 pitch coming outside. 1-2 count to Cole Baugh with Noelphie Marte waiting on deck. Tri-City trying to make it tonight up 2-0 here in the third. 2. At the top of the zone, strike 3. Baugh unable to pull the trip. Another strikeout for Nick Mondak. 3 so far tonight in 2 2/3. And 2 out for Noelphie Marte with nobody on. This is good stuff, Mondak, so far. First pitch to Marte. Curve in for a strike. Just a good mix as well with Sox on their toes. Southpaw from Watertown, Connecticut. The another curveball. Just missing that time. 1-1 the count to Noelte. Noelvie grounded out to third. Kenyon Yovan over there. From the 1-1. Fastball swinging a miss. 2. Got it by at just 90. But well located, Marte going after it. 1-2. Mondak nods, has a sign. Here's the 1-2. Marte fouls it over the screen to the right of us here at the stadium. Count remains 1-2. Mondak looking to work his second perfect inning of the evening. The 1-2. Low, looked like a changeup that time. Marte unwilling to go fishing there. 2-2. The Aqua Sox shortstop from Cotswee in the Dominican Republic. Top prospect of the Mariners, the 2-2. Marte flips it foul. Again, another super available. Still 2-2. On an overcast night here in the Tri-Cities. Mondak looks in the 2-2 now. Breaking ball inside. 3-2. A full count, Marte. If he reaches, Spencer Packard way on deck. 2-0, Tri-City, top of the third. As Mondak looks in, the payoff pitch coming. Fouls back. Marte battling a bit here now. City falling 2-1 in 11 innings in the opening game of this series Tuesday. Then 7-6 and 9-7 wins, holding off late Everett Rally the next two. The 3-2 again. Swing and miss, strike 3. Got him with the change. Another strikeout on the board. Make it 4 for Nick Mondak. And the Aqua Sox turn in the third in order. No runs, no hits, nobody left. To the bottom of the third, go with the score. The Tri-City Dust Devils 2 and the Everett Aqua Sox nothing. Coming to Dust Devil Baseball.
Sun's Distribution Center in Pass Hiring. Lock in every Wednesday from 8 to be interviewed. This Wednesday, the Auto DC is hiring for all shifts starting at $18.25 per hour and all hiring Class A CDL drivers, hazmat endorsements, and huge bonus. Full-time positions have benefit work culture. Walk in Wednesday from 8 at 3733 Capitol Avenue, Roscoe to apply. Drive your career future with AutoZone.
So, date was really fun.
Yeah, thank dinner.
For sure. Sure. Sure, I'm playing with my keys. I took an Uber here.
Oh, me too.
Well, want to grab a
around?
Beer?
Start it out right. Because you can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Decide to ride. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and copyright 2022, Anheuser-Busch, St. Missouri.
Uh-oh, Brad buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's the woots. And now a speech.
I say that friendship is about heart.
heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he's buzzed.
And my brain is, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy, too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Driving is drunk driving. A message from the Ad Council.
Jordan S. leads off the bottom of the third inning. The City West Devils leading the Everett Aqua Sox 2-0 on the first pitch. A two-hop Lee Marte at short. He fields and fight across in time for a very quick first out here, bottom three. Doug Taylor joining you from the U.S. Cellular broadcast booth. Adam for two on the evening. Struck it first time up, then a 6-3 ground out. Gabe Matthews to the plate. Matthews a double down the left line, getting over Trent Tingelstad. Hitting off the base of the wall, allowed Kyle Kasser to score the opening run. As Matthews looks at a facing high, 1-0. Two runs, two hits, and an error for Devils. No runs, one hit. No hits for the Aqua Sox. The next offering, swing and a miss. Count even at a ball strike. Perlander in his third inning of work. Kyle Hill of the Aqua Sox was throwing previously in the bullpen. He has sat down. The offering, low and outside. Believe the count is two balls strike. But have not gotten any signal from the plate. Next pitch. Fastball high. It is three balls. And as Ronriquez signaling that, now we're all straightened out. There's the 3-1 from Baroa. Chip low. Matthews checking his swing. Did it go? Zdek Zdenek, the base umpire. He held up, and Matthews out walk. He's aboard for the second time tonight. And Francisco will step back. Del Valle hit a pop-up to center in the first inning that Noel V. Marte caught Willie Mays style in shallow center. The pitch from Baroa, fastball missing high and out. 1-0 to Del Valle. Mentioned Del Valle hits last night. We're up to 242. 1-0. Just 9. Two balls and no strikes the count. Baroa, first time he faced the Dust Devils as a member of the Eagles, was a bit sharper command-wise. The 2-0. Breaking ball low, three balls and no strikes the count. Is in that inning, I believe he walked just one. Yep, struck out. Was in 4 1/3 shutout innings. Behind 3-0 here. The pitch to high ball four. So two straight walks, Baroa. With one out for the Dust Devils here in the third, who scored in their first two at-bats and looking to make it 3-for-3. Stratton Pedera's up. He walked and scored in the second. That is now 4 weeks, or make it 5, I beg your pardon, for Perlander Baroa in this ball. Two of which have come around four. From the stretch, Baroa's first pitch to Pedera's, a breaking ball outside. Oh. Pedera, again that walk, first time the 1-0, just inside, two balls and no strikes. He's also had a stolen base, grabbing his second of the year, the 2-0, swing and a miss. Fastball a bit elevated. Pedera's unable to connect, two balls and a strike to count. One out, he won at first and second. The pitch, Pedera fouls it into the screen. Two balls and two strikes. The count to Stratton Pedera with Edwin Yone waiting on deck. Yone and RB in the second, his first time up. And action again in the Everett Bull is Kyle Hill once more, the 2-2. Pedera pops it. Shallow right center. Going back, coming in Packard. It'll be Levy Humich for the second out. That'll give Edwin Yone opportunity here. Menchel basically down the left of the line around third baseman James Tucker in the second. Yone's seventh RBI of the season. In scoring position here with two outs. It's Gabe Matthews at second. Frank Valle at first. It's Yone. Looked like a change in there for Frank 0-1. Yone going with the eighth of jersey as well. It is a cool evening here. The 0-1, swing and a miss, change. going after it. No balls, two strikes. Makes me a little nervous that we gave you a game time temperature. Goodness me. 62 degrees from our friends at Columbia Distributing. The 0-2. Breaking ball just outside. One ball and two strikes to Young. Noah has a long look in and his glove on his left now set again above the letters. Look there, the 1-2. Breaking ball. Hit sharply up the first baseline. Fair. Third baseline make into the left field corner. Scoring is Matthews. Around third. A relay throw high. He scores. A two-run to Edwin Yone, who's driven in a three tonight, and it's 4-0 Tri-City. Edwin Yone with a big-time hitting performance. Eric Ferris headed out to the mound, and I believe that'll be the end of the night. This time, hooking it low inside the third base bag. He went over the first time, around the second time. Two more in, 4-0 Tri-City. And we'll have a pitch change here with two outs in the bottom third. We step aside with the third. Tri-City 4, Everett. Back shortly here at DustUps.com and on the MILB First Pitch app.
Over the past 2 years, men put their annual mammograms on hold. Data tells us about how people miss their appointments. And 25% put off evaluation of cancer symptoms, resulting in delayed diagnosis and treatment. The result could mean thousands of unnecessary and more advanced and difficult breasts to treat. Don't skip your mammogram. Call 509-374-4030 today or visit inlandimaging.com.
Dear rivals, let's talk about extra. There's tons of extra with Toyota Care. Our nothing's plan good for 2 years or 25,000. No cost oil changes, no quotations, no cost fluid level adjustment. That's a whole lot of extra at no cost from Toyota. Ford, Honda, and all charge extra for maintenance. That's the kind of extra nobody needs. Try hard. Toyota.
Based on manufacturer's data, S21-2022 covers normal factory schedule service for 2 years or 25,000 miles. Check out to see participating dealer for coverage details.
Tri-City Dust Devils, a 4-0 lead over the Everett Aqua Sox in the bottom of the third inning. Trenger pitching change for Everett. Righty Kyle Hill from Corpus Christi, Texas. 10th round, 2019 pick of the Seattle Mariners. To the Hill. Speaking of Hill, 0-2 with an ERA of 4. Was not trying to make a promise to you. This will be his 8th appearance of the season. 9 innings so far. 6 runs on 6 hits. Only 5 of them earned. He's walked 5 and struck out 10. Mariners, in fact, gave Hill a loss, one of their comeback victories in Everett earlier this season. That was in the 9th. Tri-City scored 3 runs down 3-2. Hill was on to close. But the Dust has got to him. Jordan Adams with a run double the opposite way, giving them the margin. So Baroa, just 2 2/3 tonight. 3 hits given up. Book not yet closed. Kenyon Yovan to the plate. Righty on righty. Hill with a close stance. First pitch, a fastball missing high and a little outside. One ball and no strikes. Yovan was robbed of a hit by Noelvi Marte. In the hole and short his first time up, 0-1. Edwin Yone second, the 1-0. Foul the screen for his strike, 1-1. As Yone came into the game with 6 driven in, his 3 home runs, his first 2 of those in Everett. And now he's added 3 RBIs to tally in 2 at-bats. Full set, checking Yone, the 1-1. Slow curve. Just missing either high or outside. Awfully close. But off the plate, 2 ball strike to Kenyon Yovan. As Hill full glove in, now comes set at the belt. The 2-1. For a strike. Looked like he took a little off, just 86 miles an hour. Finding that upper inside corner. Resting in on the hands of Yovan. The count even at 2 strikes. Resets in the right hand box. Hill a look in. Has his sign. The 2. Yovan down the right line. That will slice foul. Over onto Dusty's deck. Big group over there tonight. Somebody over there with me here on this school night. And again, welcome to our students and teachers, everybody here. Being treated to a fun ball so far. 4-0 Tri-City, 2 outs. He'll set the 2-2. And again down the right field line. And again, the foul, this time off the roof of the batting cages. The approach solid for the Dust Devils tonight. Making Barolo work, knocking him out of the game after just 2 2/3 innings. And Jovan, thinking he'll throw a few pitches here in his inch into this ballgame. It's the righty with the close stance set. All back to the hitter, the 2-2. Slow curve on two hops to Parker has it. It knocked him backwards. He's able to recover and get the throw over to time for out number three. But Tri-City with runs on the board and the two hole by Edwin Yone. That's only hit of the inning. There were no errors and one man left. Through three at Gisa Stadium, this the Tri-City Dust Devils 4, but Aqua Sox nothing. This is Dust Devil Baseball.
A lot of pride in the success of our Tri-City Dust Devils, just like the folks at Sea Energy, an independent franchise, Pacific Pride. With quality gas, ethanol premium, and diesel fuel, Pacific Pride's 24-hour fully fueling stations are modern, clean, and well-lit. And the frequent fueler's special access card provides security, control, and itemized billing. No lost receipts, no unauthorized, no guesswork. Hundreds of convenient Pacific Pride sites throughout the U.S. At Pacific Pride, we fuel the winners, and your company can join the team. So get on your commercial fueling needs with Pacific. Open your account today at So Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride, with offices in Pasco, Spokane, Yakima, and surrounding areas.
We ran China glassware's 10 barbecues, flatware, linen, stands for staging, tables, chairs.
A to Z rental, too big, no job, too small.
Jackers, stampers, washers, stump, grinders, skid steer, excavator, dingoes, sealers, tractors, nailers, staplers.
Now Kennewick, 2901 West 2nd. Call 509-579-0300 or go to rentz.com.
We rent everything, man. 8 convenient locations at A to Z rental. We rent everything.
All Dust Devils so far in this Tri-City, 4 Everett nothing is at the top of the fourth inning. At Akisa Stadium, an overcast, but a lovely night from all otherwise. And a great start for the Dust Devils, their home white, navy, and gold. Nick Mondak with 3 scoreless innings so far, just 1 hit. As the first pitch to Spencer Packard is lined to Jose Guzman at second. He makes the catch for a very quick first down here in the fourth. This has been a bit the theme so far in this ball game. Mondak throwing a lot of strikes. Everett either not making much contact or finding gloves of Tri-City fielders stationed properly. It's Charlie Welch up for his second go-round. Grounded out this time. The first pitch to him is grounded up the third baseline. It'll go foul. Kenyon Jovan going for it. A touch it foul. We do have a full schedule in the Northwest League tonight. It's been a pretty rare thing to say this week. Might be the first time, actually, that I'm able to say it. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Mondak, high fastball, getting mulched. No balls, and it's been a theme tonight for Mondak. I hitch the 0-2. Curve, froze it, 3. Got him on the out corner. For Miles, strikeout number 5 of the night. And this, I think you'd have to say, best outing so far as a dust-up. As he's thrown 5 pitches, 32 of them straight. Trent Tingelstad in for a curve, first one. I mean, it is somewhat obvious, though. If you're a starting pitcher and you're pounding the zone weeks, probably going to be in decent shape. One, a breaking ball slipping out of the hand. Tingelstad had to turn away on him. Can't even... at a ball strike. The Dust Devils with a run first, a run in the second, and 2 in the third. Zeros across for the Aquasa. 1-1. Tingelstad up the middle and strong enough to mutt on the ground to center. So single for Trent Tingelstad. Second hit of the night for Everett. And Justin Levy will get his second of the evening. Levy and infield have the other hits for the Aqua Sox so far. Levy coming into the ballgame of 305 in 16 games. Not played enough to qualify. If his average would be good for third Northwest League. Pitch, a strike, 0-1. Stan, no stolen bases. Not a threat to steal. But the Decibels will be prepared just in case. Mondak, they'll see a clear view of Tingle Stan. Check ice, the 0-1. Foul tip plate, 0-2. Again, a little extra root interest here for the Dust Devil faithful. Bounce in the top of the fourth inning. As there might be access to cheaper beverages of a certain kind available. Mondak can find strike three here. The 0-2. Levy, line to right. Coming in is Yone, and he makes the catch at the shoe tops. Three. Yone making a nice play. And he helps erase the single of Trent Tingle. That'll do it for the Aqua Sox. In the fourth, no runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left. Through 3.5 at Kisa Stadium, your score. The Tri-City Dust Devils 4, and the Everett Aqua Sox nothing. You're to Tri-City Dust Devil Baseball at baseball.com and on the MIL First Pitch app.
Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales, your family adventure starts here.
Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales is a growing family-owned and operated ship located in Richland. Our certified technicians service all makes and models. Looking to purchase an RV or need maintenance or repairs? Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales will exceed your expectations. Go to hornrapidsrv.com to start your family adventure today.
Oh, so I owe my money. Make room, mattress. Okay, no big purchase.
But you should put 20% down house as soon as you can.
Hold on, you literally just said I...
Yeah, I know what I said.
There's a lot of questionable money advice out there. Financial knowledge that can help you reach your version of... Come to Giza Credit Union. We can walk through everything you need to feel confident in finances. There's a healthier approach to mind it at Giza Credit Union. Giza is an equal opportunity lender.
Past 2 years, many women put annual mammograms on hold. Data tells us about half those scheduled their appointments. In addition, 20% put off evaluation of their breast cancer symptoms, resulting in delayed diagnosis and treatment. The result being thousands of unnecessary deaths and difficult breast cancers to treat. Don't skip your mammogram. Call 509-374-3030 today or visit inimaging.com.
Tri-City 4, Everett. Bottom of the fourth inning. Just about to get going as Kyle Hill bring home a fastball to Jose Guzman. That missed a little inside. One ball and no strike. Again, this is Tri-City Dust Devil live from the U.S. Cellular Broadcast Booth on a Friday night. As Guzman squared it, pulled it back. The pitch missing the zone. Two balls and no strikes to Jose. Struck out on a fastball his first time around. That was Perlander Baroa. Second time Kisa Stadium for him and the Dust Devil for him. The 2-0 with a fastball. Three balls and now to Guzman. It'll be Guzman at the top of the order. Kyris and Kyle Kasser. 9-1-2 scheduled in the fourth. I said he's scored in every advance so far. Go. That is at the top of the zone for strike one. Guzman thought it was ball four and was halfway across the, or down, I should say. And has to come back and grab that. And set. 3-1 now. The pitch. Sit high in the air, fairly deep to right. Back Packard having a look and it's on! Jose Guzman with his first home run of the season. Isn't he glad it wasn't ball four? He's ready to take the walk. Comes back on the next pitch. Socks it over the right field fence for his first home run of the season. Guzman touches home and makes it 5-0. Tries to here in the fourth. That one on the bear. Spencer Packard gave a three glance but knew pretty early he was not going to have a shot at that one. And well placed is Guzman away from the soccer field. So none of our young members are already in danger here. In. Breaking ball, missing little one ball and no strikes. Guzman, though, tough to poke one out of here. And Guzman, first bomb of the season. Hill set the 1-0 to Paris. Ball high, 2-0 the count to Kyron. Looks like action Going to get going perhaps quickly here in the Everett bullpen again. The 2-0 from Hill. Fastball in the inner half for a strike. Kyren so far tonight, 0-for-1, grounded out and just walked in the second. Been a thorough offensive performance from the Dust again tonight and just in the bottom of the fourth. The 2-1. Ball inside, three balls and a strike. Harris all the way from for the second time this evening. Once more, it's a cool and damp evening. There isn't as well, so Guzman had no eight with that homer. He knocked it out of here, the 3-1. Big swing at Harris. Count goes full at 3-2. Kyle Kasser waiting on deck. Now five runs on four for the Dust Devils with an error. No runs, two hits, and no errors for it. Nick Mondak with four shutout innings for Tri-City so far, the 3-2. And a change, strike three, and Harris tagged out by Charlie Welch for the first out. First strikeout for Kyle Hill tonight. Just coming in relief of third. And up comes Kyle Kasser, who's done, flew out to center his last time up, walked in the first. Kasser, the designated hitter tonight. First pitch from Hill. Slow breaking ball, missing. 1-0 the count to Kyle Kasser, who's being played on the infield to pull. Second baseman Justin Levy. A little bit closer to the first base side of the 1-0. Kasser slashes one foul on the third base side. That's going to land in the grandstands. And go right to, I think, a young family. I think he's going to get a ball out of that. Souvenirs aplenty here at the stadium. And sometimes get out for free. Oh, you can buy him at 4-2. 1-1, the count to Kasser set the pitch. Another curve just outside. Two balls and a strike. The count to Kasser. Cool. Pushing the average of three hits back to 280. Was 0-100 for a good amount of the year. 2-1. Lined into center. That's going to fall in a base hit. Over being Noel Di Marte in the left side. Kyle Kasser with his first hit of the night, second time on board. So fourth hit of the night for the Dust, or fifth, I beg your pardon, hit of the night. As now the hits and runs come at five, and Jordan Adams stepping up. He's 0-for-2, he struck out looking in the first, grounded third. Kasser a decent lead at first for Adams, low and inside. 1-0 to Jordan. As Hill will need to keep a close eye on Kasser. If he doesn't, he's liable to take. Jack Santora, acting manager in base box, the 1-0. Adams hits it high in the air, deep to left center. Going back, Tinkelstad coming over. And Labrada will make the catch in the left center. Route number two. That one just off the bat. Adams gave it another ride. We've had a few of those this week. And Gabe Matthews up to the plate. So it was interesting watching Stan go back. He's playing shallow. And that's causing Labrada to cover an awful lot at left field and center, but up to the tacker. Two outs, Kasser at first to go. Pitch missing the zone, throw down to not in time. Kasser just beating the, getting to the backside of the base before Marte could get the glove to him. Stolen base, Kyle Kasser, his ninth of the year. He's in scoring position for Gabe Matthews here with two out. 5-0, Tri-City the score, looking to add on. Breaking ball, foul, tip glove of Welch. For a strike, 1-0. Gabe is each twice. RBI double in the first, down the left line. Walked and scored in the two-run third. Productive and in the middle of the order. That's why he's kind of there, the 1-1. Hit high in the, down the left field line, but slight foul. Ball and two strikes to Gabe Matthews. With a duck. The University of Kyle Kasser out at second. Matthews, Kasser, and Van will all make their way back to their park. Played college baseball in a couple weeks' time. Dust Devils, a two-week road trip. First to Vancouver and then to Eugene. Pass ball on the outside, strike three. So down on strikes is Matthews. And the bottom of the fourth, Jose Guzman, his first home run. A run on the board, two hits, and a man left for Tri-City in the fourth. Through four here at the score, the Tri-City Dust Devils giving the Evernaqua Sox nothing. Is Dust Devil Baseball.
Dear road rivals, let's talk about extra. Toyota offers tons of extra with ToyoCare, our no-cost maintenance plan good for 2 or 25,000 miles. No changes, no-cost tire rotations, fluid level adjustments, and more. That's a whole lot of extra at no cost from Toyota. Ford, Honda, and Nissan all charge maintenance. And that's the kind of extra nobody needs. Try harder. Toyota.
Manufacturer's data as of 3/21/2020. Normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 20 years ever occurs first. See participating dealer for coverage details.
National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum is a place with thousands of stories to be told. It's a place to relive baseball's greatest moments and shape future generations. It's a place to experience the game and how it shaped our history. Cooperstown is a destination with something for the entire family. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your trip to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown at baseballhall.org.
The Hampton Inn Suites Pasco Tri-Cities Hotel provides a home away from home while you stay in Washington. Wake up free hot breakfast after a restful sleep on a clean and fresh Hampton bed. Plan your next adventure using the free Wi-Fi in your room or throughout the hotel and unwind in their indoor water pool and hot tub. They're close to the Trattner for meetings, concert, and sporting events. Visit Gesa Stadium to watch the Tri-City Dust Devils. For reservations, call 508-792-1660 or by 6826 Burden Boulevard in Pasco.
City 5, Everett nothing as we start the top fifth inning here at Gesa Stadium this Friday night. First pitch to Dariel Gomez, hit high in the air. Deep to right. Edwin Yon, though, right in position. Just a couple steps really to his left. Makes the catch for a quick first down as Nick Mondak pitching very nicely tonight. Maybe the longest line ball out of the evening. Yon made a nice shoot-up catch to end the fourth. On this school, can hear the Let's Go Dust Devils chant get going here at Gesa. Mondak home to Victor Labrada with a curve for a strike on one. Labrada struck out his first time around the 0-1. Curve in the air out to right center, going over Yon again in position. Makes the catch for out number two. Edwin Yon has made the last three puts for the Dust Devils. Going to his right that time in the gap to make the play. But a very quick inning so far for Mondak, who has been efficient and sharp. Here's James Parker. First pitch to Everett. Clearly coming up swinging here in the fifth. It's grounded foul, may side 0-1. Parker, a fly ball to center, his first time up. 5-0 tries the two outs, top of the fifth, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a change rolling away from Parker. He went after it. And not quickly up, no balls and two strikes. Mondak's long of the year was here against Eugene. He went six on May 1st. The 0-2 swing, strike three. With the change, make it six on the night for Nick Mondak. 1-2-3 fifth. No runs, nobody left. No errors either for that matter. And we're happy here at Gesa Stadium. The score, Tri-City 5. You're listening to Dust Devil Baseball.
AutoZone's distribution center in Pasco is hiring. Walk in every Wednesday from 8 till noon to be in. This Wednesday, the AutoZone DC for all shifts starting at 18:20 per hour and also hiring Class A CDL drivers with hazmat endorsements and huge bonus money. Full positions have benefits and a great work culture. Walk in Wednesday from 8 to noon at 3033 Capitol Avenue in Pasco. Apply. Drive your career and your future with AutoZone.
Oh, so I should save all my money.
Yep. Make room under that mattress.
Okay. No big purchases then.
But you should put 20% down on us as soon as you can.
Hold on. Literally just said I...
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot of questionable money advisor. For financial knowledge that can help you reach your version of success, come to Gesa Credit. We can walk you through everything you need to confident about your finances. There's a health approach to money. Find it at Gesa Credit. Gesa's equal opportunity loan.
For the Everett Aquas to start the bottom of the fifth inning. City Dust Devils leading Everett by a score 5-0. It's a tan pitcher. And it is Brian Perez, the lefty. He was the original listed starter until Prahlander Barreau acquired by the Mariner organization. So Perez got the start. And then Barreau's start not going well for him here in his second time at Kisa Stadium here. He went just 2 2/3. So Kyle Hill kind of bridging the gap until Perez was home as the second. So Perez, the third pitcher tonight from Valencia, Venezuela. Has Everett in Tacoma. 17 non-drafted free agent. Perez are this year at Everett, 1-1 in ERA, 0.75. Francisco Del Valle leading off. First pitch from a fastball for a strike on one. Perez working quickly, the 0-1. Slider missing maybe a little low that time. A ball and a strike to Del Valle. Francisco walked in third on the two-run double by Edwin Yone in the third. Next pitch to Del Valle, slow grip right side. Levy has it, throws across to Dariel Gomez in time for the first out of the fifth. 4-3 put out, fairly routine. Stratton Pederis up for his third time tonight. He's 0-1, popped out in the third, walked and scored in the second. 5-0 Tri-City on Fox with an error. The first Pederis swing and a miss. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. First strike going 1-15, kind of a short arm motion. Just looks a little different, the 0-1. Another one for a strike, a little slower that time, but finding the zone 0-2. As the hand and arm stay behind the left shoulder as for longer than the straight over the top pitcher. So you just don't see it until later, the 0-2. That inside, skipping off, I believe, the corner of the plate and catcher Chulch. Ball 1-2 strikes. To Stratton Pederis. And of Glen, New York, that's on Long Island. Tarji, the 1-2. Pederis tips it foul. Stays alive and ball and two strikes with Edwin Yone waiting on deck. 1-9 it's been for Yone at the plate. 2 doubles, 3 driven in for Edwin. The 1-2 to Pederis, 1-9. 2 balls and 2 strikes, Stratton. As Chris and Christian Molfetta have carried the catch load this week. Kyle Love on the IL, the 2-2. There for strike 3, the ball all the way to the backstop as Welch didn't catch it. And go down to first, the throw high, and people reach. So Pederis safe at first. Justin Levy applied the tag because Pederis finished his pass first inside the line. But that is a judgment call by the umpire as to whether or not there was intent to go. Zdek Zdenek, the base umpire, said no, he did not intend to go. So he is safe at first. So that is a striking. Welch missing. That's definitely a drop third strike. Had it not been strike 3, it would have been a pass ball of a runner on. And Pederis goes. First pitch, inside, it pops in the air. The last 2 pitches now, Charlie Welch has not had any idea where it's been. And he's going to call time and have a Brian Perez here. Pederis has second stolen. That's a second stolen base of the night. What you say about a catcher who had 1 stolen base coming into the ballgame? Pederis isn't slow, but I would not regard as a speedster. Very few catchers, but he's had reads, very good reads, on both Barreau and now Perez, and he's at second with a stolen base. Lead there, too. 1-0 the count to Yone. The pitch. Fastball low, 2 balls and no strikes to Edwin, who, as mentioned, has doubled twice to left over the third baseman, James Parker. First time up, second time he hit it inside the line, pulling it just inside the third base bag and Pat Parker to bring in 2 more. It's time called at the plate. City in their home, white, navy, and gold. Really firing on all cylinders tonight so far. 2-0. Ball just low, 3 balls, no strikes to Edwin. Yone with probably one of the largest strike zones going vertically in the Northwest League. The 3-0. Fastball missing, 4. Yone take 4-pitch walk. And for the third time tonight, big day at the plate for Edwin Yone. So first and second, one out, 5-0 to the bottom of the fifth. And Kenyon Yovandish, he's grounded out twice. Once to Noelvi Martin, that was a nice play that may have been a hit for a moment. And a ground out to third. Second, first pitch to Yovan. Breaking ball. Missing either low or inside. It's his home plate umpire, Guillermo Rodriguez. One ball and no strikes. It is a cool and sunny evening. But so far, we have stayed dry. And clouds looking very similar all around. Not threatening rain at the moment. Oh, another breaking ball. This high enough for a strike. 1-1, the Kenyon Yovan. Yovan, the native of Beaverton, Oregon. 6-2, 221 in that right-hand box. The 1-1. A little low. And a fastball in the 90s with some sink. Perez certainly with some movement on his pitches, but struggling to find the zone a little here in the fifth. And the Dustin to put a crooked number up as a result. The 2-1. Yovan, bloop, shallow right, going back, coming in is Packard, and he made a catch. Pedaris had to hustle back, though Packard decided to not pull the trigger on the throw. The momentum was taking him that way. Had he thrown close at second? It is out. Two outs here, thing, and Jose Guzman going to get another opportunity here. Guzman is last hitting left-handed, sock right over the fence for his first home run of the season. Now hitting righty against the left-hander Perez. First pitch to Guzman, lined sharply to the screen, foul on the first base side. A sink to Jose. So it's 2018 free agent signed by this organization. The 0-1, fastball just inside. 1-1 to count to Jose Guzman. Perez working from the stretch. The 1-1. Change up low. Guzman going down low with it. Swinging the bat. It's a ball. 2-1. The count Jose. With Stratton Pedera second. Edwin Yone at first. Two off, two out. The 2-1. Break ball. And that one finds the outer half for his 2-2. Strikes in every inning so far. Runner in position here with two out in the fifth. Perez, Guzman, slow grab side. Marte boots it, but he's safe. It was slow. Guzman may have had a chance to beat it out. I think Marte, if he has that cleanly, had a throw, and so it is an E6 on the board, and everybody up 90 feet. Kyren Paris now going to get a chance with the bases loaded. And outs here in the fifth. And East on Marte keeping the inning going. Paris has reached one. 0-2. First pitch swing. And a fastball for a strike going. As the lights already on here at Keese's in pretty decent effect with the cloud cover. Folks reaching for centers if they have them. The 0-1. Paris pops it in the air. First base side. That's headed and stand for a souvenir. Mention this is school night and family feast night here at Keese Stadium. Believe largest crowd of the season here at Keese Stadium. No numbers obviously yet, but that feel just visually here. The crowd enjoying the Dust Devils having a fine night. The Paris outside. Paris going to chase. A ball and two strikes to cut. Pedaris at 30, Owen at second, Guzman at first. 5-0 Tri-City as we play here in the bottom of the fifth. Perez at the 1-2. Inside, Perez holding the bat, right shoulder, two balls and two strikes. Perez reaches. Kyle Kasser waits on deck, and obviously they'll be able to if he does reach. Dion Righty here, Perry, the 2-2, low. Three balls and two strikes. So everything's going to get in motion here. Two strikes, three balls, and two outs. Runners with their leans. Perez a long look in. And he'll step off because he was run out of time on the pitch clock. resets the clock there. You could only do that a certain amount of times. Press another long look in. Now he has his pitch. The runners go. Here it is. Misses ball four. And they walked for Kyron Paris. It was close, but Paris determined that really Stryer shown that throughout the season. Give him an RBI on the walk, and it's 6-0 here in the fifth. And the streak continues. They have scored now in their 5 at-bats of the night. Matt Pierpont is kind of wheel out from the third base dugout to the mound. He'll have a word now with Perez, and action going again in the Everett bullpen. As if it's Andy out there catching, he's been busy warming up their Aqua Sox pitchers. Not sure who that is out there. Might be Brendan McQuigming up. I think I see a 70 right side of that jersey. Can't be 37 because that's Rodriguez. I don't think they'd go to a position pitching in the fifth inning. That seems clean. So Kyle Kasser is going to also with the bases low. Now Yone at third. On at second. Paris at first. Some good speed around the base pass. If Kasser would find something down the line in the gaps, it's likely going to play 3. Kasser so far tonight. 1-for-2. Run scored. First pitch from Perez. Breaking ball. Low inside. Ball 1. And tonight for Aqua Sox pitching. The Dust Devils have aided them in that long evening. The 1-0. That one in there for strike 1-1. Kasser turning away. Thinking frustration that he didn't pull the trigger on a swing there. That one spun a little bit in the middle of the plate. But he let it go 1-1. Perez set. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. That was low. Kasser going after it and pitching a little differently to Kasser. So he's coming home a bit quicker. I wouldn't say he's quick pitching. But in the stretch, it's just a little more abrupt. The 1-2. Fastball in there, strike 3. Caught the outside corner. Kasser a rare strikeout. And the Devils leave the bases loaded. But they put a run on the board. On no hits, there was an error. 3 are left. Through 5 here at Kisa Stadium. It's now the Tri-City Dust Devils 6 and the Everett Aqua Sox nothing. You're listening to Dust Devil Baseball.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So having a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light, you might just find the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. It's a taste and refreshment. Only 2 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it. You enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We take a lot of pride in the success of our Tri-City Dust Devils, just like the CO Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride. With quality gasoline, non-ethanol premium, and diesel fuel, Pacific Pride 4-hour fully automated fueling station, modern, clean, and well-lit, and the frequent fueler's special access to security, control, and itemized. No lost receipts, no unoptices, no guesswork. Hundreds of convenient Pacific Pride sites in the U.S. At Pacific Pride, we fuel the winners, and your company join the team. So get a handle on commercial fueling needs with Pacific Pride. Open your account today at CO Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride, with offices in Pasco, Spokane, Yak, and surrounding areas.
Tri-City 6, Everett nothing as we head to the sixth inning here at Kisa Stadium. Live from the U.S. Cellular Broadcast Booth, this is Tri-City Dust Devil Baseball. Been a great night for the Dust Devils. Nick Mondak in his sixth of work. He's given up just 2 Barr. Comes Cole Barr with the pitch missing low and inside. The count to Barr, next offering. Little check swing back to the mound. Mack has it. Short underhand to Gabe Matthews for an early out in the sixth. So Barr retired to the top of the order for the Aqua Sox. And Noelvi Marte, free the put out. He did not mean to hit that. Ball caught barrel, and it just sort of slowly rolled back to Mondak. Marte missed it, a changeup for a strike 0-1. Mondak having his best of the season. The 0-1 line. Frank back to the screen. 0-2. As through 5 1/3 on just 60. 46. Action starting to get going now in the Sydney bullpen. The 0-2. Fastball a little high. 1-2 strikes. To Marte. So far tonight, 0-2. He's grounded out, struck out. 6-0 try. 1 out in the 6th. The pitch just nicked foul at plate. I think that may have even caught a little bit of Guillermo Rodriguez going by. He readjusts. Mask took a little bit of a brief circle of a walk. Looks to be fine, though. 1-2 strikes still. The count to Noe. Breeze picked up a little bit now. The 1-2. Curve in there. Strike 3. Caught side corner. Strikeout number 7 for Nick Mondak tonight. Think it's safety. He is dealing on this front. Mr. Packard up with 2 out now in the top. And backing out away from delivering a shutout quality start. As Pena won bullpen. But not really because Mondak needs it, but because they need Pena some work amongst others. First pitch. A break missing to Packard, 1-0. Packard is 0-2, a ground out and out. The 1-0, another curve, that one coming in high at just 7 miles an hour. Balls and no strikes. Nothing Dust Devils, looking to make it 3 strikes. The 2-0. Slow chopper, foul up the first toward the Dust Devil dugout. To Spencer Packard, mentioned the night off last night. Otherwise, all over the Northwest hitting leaders or Northwest leagues, the 2-1. Swiss at a breaking ball, strike 2. It's Packard, the game 9th in batting average, tied for the lead in home runs, 3rd in RBIs, and 2nd in on-base percentage. The 2-2. Pops it foul over the grandstand on the side. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes to Spencer Packard. Nick Mondak looking for another clean inning. Curve, just high and inside, and the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Packard reaches, catcher Charlie Welch, way to deck. For Everett, he's getting into it. The full count pitch, Packard lines it up the middle of base hit. First hit of the night for Spencer Packard. Only the 3rd of the evening off of Nick Mondak. And a 2-out base for the Aqua Sox here in the 6th. So Welch will get an up. He's 0-2 tonight with a ground out and a strikeout. 6-0, Tri-City. Top of the 6th inning. 2 outs, Packard first. First pitch to Welch. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch. Welch out in front. 0 count. Packard with decent speed. He has 4 stolen bases. Has not yet been caught here in 2020. The 0-1. Swings. Another like a cutter that time more than a change. That dove away. Welch and Mondak again up. No balls, 2 strikes. That has been a common theme. And whether it be Jack Hall or Jack Santora, absolutely what you want to see from your start. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike. Got him with a change. Another strikeout for Nick Mondak. Make it 8 on the evening. And if that's Nick Mondak, what a night he's. By far and away, his best start for the Dust Devils. No runs, a hit, no error, and a man left. We go to the bottom of the 6th here at Kisa Stadium. Score, the Tri-City Dust Devils 6, and the Everett Aqua Sox nothing. This is Dust Devil Baseball.
Hampton Inn Suites Pasco Tri-Cities Hotel is a home away from home retreat while you stand in. Wake up to a free hot breakfast or a restful sleep on a clean and fresh Hampton bed and your next adventure using the free Wi-Fi in room or throughout the hotel and unwind your saltwater pool and hot tub. They're close to the track center for meetings, concert, and sporting events. Visit Gisa Stadium to watch the Tri-City Devils. For reservations, call 509-792-1660 or 6826 Burden Boulevard in Pasco.
Rapids RV Service and Sales, growing family-owned and operated dealer located in Richland. Our certified technicians service all makes and models. If you're purchasing an RV or need maintenance repairs, Horn Rapids RV Service will exceed your expectations. Go to rapidsrv.com to start your family adventure today.
Everybody knows you shouldn't retire until you're 65.
Buying a house? 20% or nothing, bud. It's easy. Put your money into savings and never touch it.
There's a lot of questionable money advice out there. For financial that can help you reach your version of success, come to Giesa Credit Union. We can walk through everything you need to feel confident in finances. There's a healthier approach. Find it at Giesa Credit Union. Giesa is an equal opportunity.
It's the Tri-City Dust Devils 6 and the Everett Aqua Sox nothing. The bottom of the sixth inning here at Giesa Stadium and live from the USL broadcast booth. This is Tri-City Dust Baseball on this Friday here in Pasco. And those who have gathered the Dust Devils play tonight have seen quite a performance, both offensively and defensively. Jordan Adam lead off. Brian Perez continuing on. First pitch of fastball in. Strike 0-1. It'll be Adams followed by Gabe Matthews and Francisco Del Valle. 3-4-5 of Jack Santora's order, the 0-1. Grounder to third on three. Gathered by James Parker. Cross in time. And paired for the fourth time tonight. One out in the sixth. Up Matthews. Matthews an RBI double in the first. And scored in the third, struck out in the fourth. So one for two, first pitch to him. High in the air, foul over the screen, left of us here in the Giesa Stadium press box. A strike to Matthews. Low and outside. Ball and a strike down to Gabe. Tri-City scored in every inning so far in this one. Everett has not scored in the first six innings. They've had opportunity to do so. Six runs, five hits, and an error for Tri-City. No runs, three hits, and error. The next pitch hits Matthews on the right. Pitch in. Matthews looks to be fine. Head down to first as it maybe glanced off more than soaked in. Will still not going to be friendly and probably a bit of purple and blue to the right arm in a bit. He's aboard with one out. And Francisco Del to the dish. Del Valle wasn't scored in the third. He's 0 for 2. First, just missed the zone at Perez. One ball and no strikes. As the pitch picking up here, and so too the cheering from the fans. The 1-0. Valle going the opposite way. That's going to fall in. A base hit. Fielded on a hop by Tingelstad. He'll bring it into third. Station to station, Stevels. Del Valle with his first hit of the night. And his first and second with one out for Tri-City. For the Dust Devils, that hit number six of the evening, Stratton Pederis stepping in. Pederis has scored twice tonight. He's stolen two bases. He's 0 for 2. That's a little bit of an interesting line score. First pitch, him swing and a miss. Had a pitch with some sink from Perez, going one. Pederson scored in the second, stealing second. Popped out in the third, then reached a third strike last inning. Scored on a walk, the 0-1. And a slider sweeping in over the plate for strike two. Matthews and second, Del Valle at first. Another ring opportunity for Tri-City. Low and inside. The ball in two down to Stratton Pederis with Edwin Yone waiting on deck. Mentioned earlier, what a night Yona's had at the plate. He's the only one, the 1-2. Low and inside. Another breaking balls and two strikes. To Pederis. No action in the Everett. As Perez was the second part of the piggyback setup. Would think that he has a good a number of pitches in him. The 2-2. Pederis, left field, the base hit. Matthews will hold at third as singled sharply out there. Another base knock. They're loaded again for the Dust Devils here. They were loaded the fifth. Second hit of the inning. First hit of the night. Harris. Three drain have reached. When Yone comes up with the bases low. He has cashed in on run driving in opportunities. Face tonight. Two doubles down the left field. Three driven in. First pitch to low and outside. Yone. The crowd getting into it a bit here and getting him. Looking for more, the 1-0. Low and inside again. Breaking ball, two balls and no strikes now. To Edwin Yone. The proverbial hitters. Could Yone get something here? And if he does, could he drive it? Dust Devils have a great this year. Off the bat of Mike Peabody in Spokane last week. The 2-0 for the screen for a strike 2-1. So Yone for two with a walk tonight. He's reached bases. And again, three RBI. Two scoring position for him now, even with just hoops somewhere. The 2-1. Foul tipped into the glove of Church for strike two. Another fastball. Yovan on deck. 6-0. Tri-City bottom of the sixth. And the Dust Devil for more. The 2-2. Yone through the left side of it. Matthews. Del Valle earn. It's the third hit of the night for Yone. And his fourth been in. 7-0 here in the sixth. What a night, Devils, really, all around. Everybody up 90 feet, so Del Valle third, Panera's second, and aboard with his third hit of the night. As Edwin Yone coming into the ball, had six hits, and he has increased that 50% on evening. To Kenyon Yovan, fouled back to screen 0-1. Yovan is off. He's grounded out and twined out once. Big opportunity for him here. The 0-1. Little grounder on the third base side. And Yovan came down two strikes. Those are Guzman waiting. He's already homered tonight. It was from the left-hand side. Switch hitter will hit righty for second time against Brian Perez if he comes up here. The 0-2. Swing is strike three. That was well outside. Yovan giving chase. A strikeout for the second out in the sixth. And Guzman will get a chance here. Guzman reached on error his time up. And, of course, that home over the right field fence in the fourth. First pitch to Guzman. Break ball in the upper part of the zone. Mike 0-1. Guzman 1-for-3 tonight. He has reached twice. Floated. One in the 0-1. Guzman tips it foul. Two balls and two strikes. But the Dust Devils have now again scored in every at bat. One run in the first, second, fourth, sixth. Two in the third. The 0-2. Guzman. A one hopper right back to Perez. He has it. It's across to Gomez in time. And Dust Devils again leave this loaded. Still, though, one run in for Tri-City. This time, on three hits, there were no, and again, three are left. To the seventh we go, Hickeysa Stadium, with the score, Trisman and Everett nothing. You're listening to Dust Devil Baseball.
So, this date was really fun.
Yeah, thanks for dinner.
For sure. For sure. Sure, when I'm playing with my keys, I took an Uber here.
Oh, me too.
Well,
come around.
Start the night out right. Because you can't drive if you don't drive there. Decide to. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch Against Drunk Driving and Uber. Copyright 22, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey fans, come out to Siege Lakehouse and Catering, where they'll provide you traditional breakfast, lunch, and dinner served in a relaxed, contemporary. Give them a call at 509-70-0128 to order your meal to go, or visit them at 221 West Clearwater Avenue in Lake to enjoy your nice hotel in-house. Again, call 509-783-0128 to place an order, or visit them at 9221 West Clearwater Avenue, Kennewick.
Dear Road Rivals, let's talk about extra. Toyota offers tons of extra with ToyotaCare. Our no-cost maintenance plan good for 25,000 miles. No-cost oil changes, no-cost tire rotations, no-cost fluid level adjustments, and that's a whole lot of extra at no cost. Ford, Honda, and Nissan all extra for maintenance, and that's the kind of equity needs. Try harder. Toyota.
Based on manufacturer's data as of 3/21/2022, covers normal factory schedule service user 25,000 miles, whichever occurs first. Stating dealer for coverage details.
The 9-0 on the mound for Nick Kondak, and what a night it was as he throws six shutings for the Tri-City Dust Devils. He hands the ball to Robinson Pena, who starts the seventh. The Dust Devils leading the Sox 7-0. First pitch to Trent Tingelstad of the Sox is a breaking ball, missing ball, one ball, and no strikes to Tingelstad, who's the cleanup man for the Aqua Sox. It'll be Dustin Levy and Dariel Gomez. Next pitch on ball, hit foul on the face side. Count even at a ball and a strike. to Trent Tingelstad. The Washington native mentioned that last night. It's a few miles away from Everett. The 1-1. Fastball at the top of the zone for Pina, strike two. Robinson so far in the 3-1, a 1.93 ERA. This will be his seventh appearance of the year. The 1-2 from it. Breaking ball, missing just outside. Two balls and two strikes. As Pena, 8 2/3 innings, he's given up 5 runs on 9 hits, only 4 earned, walked 7, and struck out 26. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, 3. A breaking, diving low, Tingelstad unabled up, and Pena starts off tonight with a strikeout. One here in the 7th. That'll bring up Justin Levy. Second baseman Justin Levy in. An infield single for the second. He lined out two top catch made by Edwin Yohn. He's 1-for-2. Maybe Stin misses at strike one. As mentioned earlier, little mine for the Dust Devil faithful at the plate as the fastball missing high. A ball and a strike. Our friends at King Beverage sponsor Beer Batter every night. And if he strikes, then the fans get discounted Anheuser-Busch products for the next 10 minutes. It comes on with a fastball for strike two. Will it be the cherry on top for the Dust Devil fans tonight? Levy goes down on strikes here. Here's the 1-2. So strike three, got him. With the breaking ball. Levy down on strikes. Pena with two strikeouts to start the spin. Gomez in with two outs in the seventh. All Dust Devils so far tonight. Nothing Tri-City. And Pena picking up where Nick Mondak left off. Gomez so fight 0-for-2. He struck out and flown out. First pop up on the infield. Pedera's picking it in foul territory, heading toward the dugout. He makes the catch for out number three. Pedera's with a good and a very quick inning for Robinson. 1-2-3 go the Aqua Sox in the seventh. Time to pitch here at Gisa Stadium. Been a lot to cheer about for the Dust Devils. They lead the Everett Aqua Sox 7-0 as we pause here at DustBaseball.com and on the first pitch end.
We ran China glassware's tents, flatware linens, dance floor, stage, tables, chairs.
A to Z rental, no job too small.
Jackhammers, stencils, stump, renaissance, generators, skips, equator, dingoes, trailers, tractors, nailers, staplers.
Now in Kennewick, 2001 West 2nd Avenue, call 595-790-300 or go to rentA-Z.com.
We rent everything. 8 convenient locations. A to Z rental, we rent everything.
AutoZone's distribution center in Pasco is hiring. Walk in from 8 till noon to be interviewed. This Wednesday, the AutoZone DC is hiring for all shifts starting at 18:25 hour and also hiring Class AL drivers with hazmat indoors. Huge bonus money. Full-time positions have benefits and a great work culture. Wednesday from 8 to noon at 373 Capitol Avenue in Pasco to drive your career and your future with AutoZone.
The Hampton Inn Suites Tri-Cities Hotel provides a home away from retreat while you stay in Washington. What free hot breakfast after a restful sleep on a fresh Hampton bed. Plan your next adventure with Wi-Fi in your room or throughout the hotel. Unwind in their indoor saltwater pool hot tub. They're close to the track center for meetings, concert, and sporting events. Visit Gisa Stadium to watch the Tri-City Dust Devils. Reservations call 509-792-1660 or stop by 6826 Burden Boulevard in Pasco.
Top of the order for the Tri-City Dust Devils here in the bottom of the seventh. Tri-City leading the Everett Aqua Sox by a score of 7-0. Tri-City Dust Devil Baseball live from the U.S. broadcast booth. Doug Taylor joining you on this Friday evening as the Dust Devils looking to make it 3 straight wins and well on their way so far in the 0-1. Paris is a breaking ball in for a strike, 0-2. Paris is 0-4-2. He has walked twice, though. So again, finding his way on base. He struck and grounded out as Paris steps out to reset. Brian Perotti, 0-2 coming. Low and inside. All in two strikes to Kyron. He'll be followed by Kyle Kasser. And again, the top three. Dust Devils order tonight. Paris down the right field line, giving chase his Packard. It's going to land foul. So a long strike there for Paris. Service that he's willing to go line to line here, and Packard sort of shading him that way, either sensing or getting good intel that Paris is to go that direction. He has a couple times. Paris doubles the Aqua Sox. That one, though, was down the left line, the 1-2. Fast pitch outside. As Perez was close there, 2-2 strikes. He has scored in every inning so far tonight. 2-2. Paris able to hold his swing, and the pitch missing this. Maybe a little high that time, and the count full of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez from the line, the pitch. Low ball 4. Third walk of the night for Kyren Paris. Enough man on with great speed in the 7th. Paris, Northwest League leading 11 stolen bases. Perez, the lefty, will make that a little difficult and will likely keep a very high. Kyle kept the left-hand box. First pitch. Breaking ball. That one finds the 1. Lesser walked and scored in the 1st to left center in the 4th. He's also flown out and struck out. 1-for-3. The 0-1. Kasper to the left side. Marte going over. Throws to 2nd. They get the out at the base. Kasper is 6th coming down the line. Nice Marte going to his right. And then Cole Barr coming over. Justin Levy, I beg your pardon. Coming over to get that. They couldn't turn the ball play, but Paris is out at 2nd. Kasper reached fielder's choice. So 6-4 that fielder's choice, and Kasper aboard with 1 out. For Jordan Adams, a nothing Tri-City in the 7th. First pitch, Adams. In the air, side and foul. It's going to land at the back wall of the bleachers. Everybody okay? Another family a souvenir tonight in this family feast night as well. Thanks to our friends at Posh Homes for sponsoring that this evening. That low, losing track of it, and Kasper will get up to... That'll be a wild pitch. Kasper up 90 feet and in scoring position. And a couple times where the Dust Devils had no runs with 2 outs, but they were able to cross. Just 1 out. Adams looking to reach for the first time tonight. The 1-1. A chopper left side on a few hops. Marte has it. Throw to first in time. Adams retired for out and two, but Kasper moving up to 3rd. So it hasn't Jordan Adams night. But that happens to every year, even with immense talent such as Jordan. And to Gabe Matthews to get Kasper home. 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th. 7 runs, 8 hit there for Tri-City. No runs, 3 hits for Everett. First pitch to fastball, missing low. 1 ball and no strikes. Has reached twice and scored. He also has an RBI double in the 1st for 2. The next pitch, Matthews. Slow grounder to the left side. Marte has it, throws across, and the inning is over. And Trigy fails to score in an at-bat for the first time this evening. The ground at 6-3 in the inning. No runs, no errors, and a man left. We go to the 8th. Still Devils here at Geese Stadium. Tri-City 7, Everett nothing the score. And you're listening to Dust Devils Baseball.
Oh, should save all my money.
Yep, make that mattress.
Okay, purchases then.
But you should put 20% down on a house as soon as you can.
Hold on, you literally just...
Yeah, I know what I said.
There's a lot of questionable money advice out there. Financial knowledge that can help you reach your success. Come to Geese Credit Union. Walk you through everything you need to feel calm about your finances. There's a healthier approach to money. Find it at Geese Credit Union. Geese is an equal opportunity lender.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his Camerone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! Simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and Ad Council.
So, this date was really fun.
Yeah, thanks for dinner.
For sure. For sure. Not really sure why I'm playing with my keys. I literally took an Uber here.
Oh, two.
Wow.
Can I drive around?
Beer?
Start the night out right. You can't drive drunk if you don't drive. Decide to ride. This message is by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving to Uber. Copyright 2022, Anheuser-St. Louis, Missouri.
Victor Labrada leading off the top of the eighth inning. Ground foul on the third base side. Robinson Pinon for his second inning of relief of Mondak, who was outing tonight. Six runs of one-out baseball, the 0-1. From Pinon, it's a little loud. The count even to Labrada at a ball. And just three hits given up on deck. No walks, eight strikeouts in just 74 pitches. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got in on the hands with a cut fastball to Pena that time. 1-2 now. The Sox center fielder. Three of the order scheduled for Eric Ferris. It's here in the eighth. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Three. That was up and in. Labrada giving chase. He's a strikeout victim to lead off the. That's already three strikeouts for Pena in four batters face, all of whom he has retired. James Parker 0-2. Flown out to center. Strikeout. From Mondak that time. First pitch, breaking ball, missing. One ball and no strikes. We should give you a Northwest League score. We've been having so much fun here tonight that I haven't even mentioned what's going on around the Northwest League. It's the next offering from Kent. Misses outside. Two balls and no strike. Down at Ron Tonkin Field here in the eighth, the Hillsboro Hops lead Spokane Indians by a score of 4-1. Three balls and no strikes. And the Vancouver Canadiens, the Eugene Emeralds, their game postponed or canceled tonight due to rain. Got to think the 3-0 to Parker. Just missed again as Pena was close on a couple. But it's a four-pitch walk to James Parker with one out here in the eighth. The way is the first walk. You might have been at math pretty quickly that Dust Devil pitchers have issued tonight. As Mondak walked none in six innings of work. And that's a batter allowed on by Pena. Here's Cole Barr. First pitch to him. Line through the hole in the left side for a base. So two aboard for the Aqua Sox. Top of the eighth inning with one out. Park up to second. Barr's for the evening. He's now 1-for-3. And back to the top of the Noel V. Marte. Literally the first threat since the second the Aqua Sox was Justin Lavia at an in single. Made it around a third, but that was all. First pitch to Marte. Swing and a miss, and then the ball rolling out onto the infield. Kind of a Pedaris running out there to make sure Parker didn't try for third. A strike to Marte. Marte who struck it. Grounded out. 0-3. Pena set the 0-1. Sweeping hook in top of the zone for a strike. Marte was sent out of the batter's box as Pena whipped that one in late, catching inside corner for strike two. Marte resettled in the right-hand box. Pena set above the left, 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with another breaking ball. Third strikeout of Marte tonight by Dust Devil Pitt. And two down for Everett here in the eighth. So we'll make it strikeouts for Robinson Pena. Outs. The Dust Devils not out of the net, though, here in the eighth. Spencer Packard stepping in. Packard a single his last time up, 1-for-3. 7-0 Tri-City for the eighth. Runners at first and second. First pitch to Packard. Breaking ball, half for a strike, 0-1. As Eric the Peanut Guy trying to rev the fans on the third base side. Succeeding. It's very good job. Pena checking the runner at second, the 0-1. Grounder to the right side. Going over is Guzmani. Throws to first in time. And that will retire the tie. The 4-3 putout ending the eighth. No runs, a hit, no error. And two are left. To bottom of the eighth here at Gisa Stadium. Tri-City 7. Everett nothing the score. This is Dust Bowl Baseball.
Take a lot of pride in the success of our Tri-City Dust Devils, just like the folks at Theo Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride. With quality gasoline, non-ethanol premium diesel fuel, Pacific Pride's 24-hour fully automated fueling stations are modern, clean, and well-lit, and the frequent fueler's special access card provides security, control, and itemized billing. No locked seats, no unauthorized purchases, no guesswork.
just hundreds of convenient Pacific Pride sites throughout the U.S. At Pacific Pride, we fuel the winners, and you can join the team. So get a handle on your commercial fueling needs with Pacific Pride. Open your account today at CO Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride. Offices in Pasco, Spokane, Tacoma, and surrounding areas.
Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales is a growing family-owned and operated dealership located in Richland. Certified technicians service all makes models. If you're looking to purchase an RV or need maintenance or repairs, Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales will exceed your expectations. Go to hornrapidsrv.com to start your adventure today.
Go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Key Stadium. The Tri-City Dust Devils beating the Everett Aqua Sox 7-0. Francis may lead things off. Really been a banner night for the Dust Devils. Bound and at the plate. Brian Perez continuing in relief. First pitch to Delvey. Hit out in the air to shallow left. Coming in Trent Tingelstad. An easy catch made by him for the first out of the bottom of the eighth. Stratton Panaris comes up to the plate now. As Delvey with that flyout is now 1-for-4 on the evening. He's also walked and scored. A hit is last up. First pitch from Perez. Just missing. One ball and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 on the evening. Though he's reached, scored twice. The 1-0. Outside. Two balls and no strike. Edwin Yohn waiting on deck. Yohn with two doubles and a sink tonight. He's driven in 4. The 2-0. Panaris, little flip down the line. That'll go foul toward Duck at right field here at Giesa Stadium. And good amount of the crowd still in full voice. You can probably from the 2-1. With three balls and a strike now to Panaris. He's looking to reach the fourth time tonight. Tri-City score in the first six innings of this. The 3-1. Breaking ball in there for strike two. One in the first, one in the second, two in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, one in the sixth. Zeros since, zeros away for the Aqua Sox. The 3-2. Panaris grounding it foul, first base side. And over there, my longtime major leaguer, Jasix. He's part of the Angels coaching staff and has come up assist Jack Santora, who's the acting man this week. 2 again. Panaris, high ball 4. He takes his second walk of the evening and a one-out base runner. For the Dust Devils here in the eighth. Ryan Perez is going to have to keep a close eye on who has two stolen bases tonight. And up steps Yohn, mentioned the night he's had and what a night been as he's 3-for-4. Actually, 3-for-3 with a walk, reaching 4 times. Nothing Tri-City, bottom of the eighth. Yohn hit sharply up the third base line, but foul as James Park, third baseman, is hugging the line a little bit here as Yohn got one by him for his second double earlier in the ball game. So a little bit of a positioning adjustment there. Perez up a strike, the pitch. Outside, it'll go to the screen and Perez will move up to second. Another best ball as Charlie Welch has had a little bit of difficulty with Perez tonight. And so Perez scoring position. Another meeting out at the mound. Welch has a word with Brian Perez, and now Derek Metz, the Aqua Sox first baseman, will come in. Maybe looking for the signs up with Panaris at second. Don't want the runner out there relaying signs back to Yohn as to what pitch was coming. That old-fashioned sign steal has always been part of the game of baseball, not the trash canning and video suit that got the Houston Astros, amongst others. They weren't the only ones. 1-1, the count to Yohn. One out, bottom of the eighth. A pitch, breaking ball side. Welch tried to frame it on the outside. But Guillermo Rodriguez, hopefully, there said no. Balls and a strike to Yohn. But second. The 2-1. Yon laying off a pitch that catches the outside corner. It's another off-speed offering, but got in there that time. And two strikes. The count to Edwin Yon. Perez set below the letters. The pitch. Strike three. Got him with a change. First time Yon been retired this evening. Still a great night for him at the plate. And two outs for the Dust Devils here in the eighth with a runner at second. Kenyon Yovan stepping in. Yovan is 0 for 4. Can he join the hit parade here? Only been 8 hits tonight for the Dust Devils. But some walks as well, helping their cause. The pitch. Yovan into the gap in right center. That's going to fall. Harris around third. He's going to score. And Yovan will add an RBI double ledger for Tri-City. 8-0 Dust Devils here in the eighth. Good piece of hitting the opposite way. Been that kind of for the Dust Devils. And that bringing the Tri-City figure. More joy, more applause. Just been a great night for the Dust Devils through. Jose Guzman will get one more opportunity from the right-hand side. He is 1 for 4. That one, though, a solo in the fourth. First home run of the year. Got good, I think, as a Dust Devil. Got good, anyway, to get your first home run of the year at Kisa, the 1-0. Into the screen, foul for a strike, one and one. It is great that this is a pitcher-friendly ballpark. It's tough to poke one out of here. Guzman did it in the fourth. The 1-1. Change in there for strike. So this Guzman's second, I believe. Righty. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. One dropped. Guzman down on strikes. And that in the inning. But not before Tri-City puts one more on the board. They do so on just once. There were no errors. And one man is left. We go to the ninth here at Kisa. The score, the Tri-City Dust Devils 8. And the Everett Aqua Sox nothing. Robinson Pena coming out to try to get them and keep the shutout intact. DustDevilsBaseball.com on the MILS pitch app.
Dear Road Bulls, let's talk about extra. Toyota, tons of extra with Toyota Care. Our no-cost and good for 2 years or 25,000 miles. No-cost oil changes. No-cost stations. No-cost fluid level adjustment. More. That's a whole lot of extra at least from Toyota. Ford, Honda, and all charge extra for maintenance. And that's the note he needs. Try harder. Toyota.
Based on manufacturer's data as of 3/2022, covers normal factory scheduled service years or 25,000 miles, whichever occurs first. Stating dealer for coverage details.
We've been China, glass was tense. Barbecues, flatware, lid, and stands for steak, tables, chairs.
A to Z rental. No job too big, no job too small.
Jackets, stand for washers, stumps, grinder saw, generator, skid steer, excavator, dingo, trailers, tractors, nailers, staples.
Now in Kennewick, 2901 West 2nd Avenue. Call 509-520-300 or go to renttoz.com.
We renting, man. 8 convenient locations at A to Z rental. We rent everything.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you win. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rob Pena trying to take care of business here in the ninth inning. He comes home with a breaking ball for a strike to Charlie Welch. The Everett catcher won the count. Welch, followed by Trent Tingelstad and Justin Lane. 8-0 Tri-City. Ninth, the 0-1. Breaking ball, strike two. As Pena isn't for the save here, even though it's an 8-0 game, Nick Mondak threw 6 innings. Usually your avenue, 3 runs or less coming in the ninth. But also you can get a save for pitching 3 innings. The 0-2 miss. Strike 3. Welch down on strikes via breaking ball. It's in Pena. Been outstanding tonight following Nick Mondak's standing outing. That's 5 outs for Pena in 2 1/3. Up comes Tingelstad. One of Pena's strikes. He's 1 for 3 tonight. Does have a single in the 4th. First pitch, a fast missing high, one ball and no strikes. Just four hits tonight for the Aquas with one error. No board. Eight runs, nine hits, and an error. The 1-0. High in the third base side. That's going to loop Fenway and just past the grand. Very high bounce. Chase underway for the local students of Tri-Cities area. Perhaps one more souvenir tonight. But it has been all the Tri-City. With Nick Knack going six shutout innings. And the offense, again, coming up big. The 1-1 outside to Tinglestad. Two balls and a strike to count. By the way, game five of the six games scheduled for tomorrow. Really good pitch. The 2-1. Tinglestad out to right. That's going to drive in a base hit. Tinglestad's second single of the evening. So Tinglestad aboard with one out here in the ninth. 8-0 Tri-City the lead. And Justin Levy to the dish. Levy is 1-for-3. Singled in the second. Out and struck out. Maybe peeking a double play ball here if we can just wrap this straight away. First pitch. Ball. Missing high. No strikes. Levy, good series though. Mentioned the 3-hit game Wednesday night. The pitch. 1-0 fastball. Part of the zone for a strike, 1-1. Mentioned pitching matchup. Adam Macko, the lefty for Everett. Adam Simpneris for Tri-City. Both of really strong. The 1-1. Breaking ball. Just low. Two balls and a strike to count. Macko kind of got roughed up a bit for the first time in his last start. It'll be his seventh start coming up. He's walked 13 and struck out 48 on the season. The 2-1. Grounder up the third base side. It'll go foul. Two balls and two strikes now. The count to Justin Levy. As Bolt leading the Northwest League in strikes by six. Adam Sippis, though, has been outstanding. The 2-2 flipped into the screen. Fabby staying alive. A Seminaris 1-0 of 0.46 for him. It'll be his third start coming up. Just under twings. He's given up one run. Walked, struck out 26. Real go. The 2-2. Inside, a little high as well. And a full count now in Levy. Three strikes, one out, top of the ninth. Eight by City. Trent Tinglestad. The Dust Devils looking to complete the shutout tonight. The foul lined to the screen. Some of the Devil fans were encouraging Levy to swing it. But kept alive with another foul ball. Dust Devil inning at double play depth. Predictable in this situation. The pitch. Fastball in there. Strike three. Levy away. Maybe thought it was a liar. Just frustrated. He didn't pull the trigger. But another strikeout for Robinson Pena. Make it six. And the Aqua Sox are their final out tonight. Dariel Gomez, the first baseman up. 8-0 Dust Devils. One out away. Pena set. Tingle stabbed at first. The pitch. Pull inside. Radar gun had that at 4 miles an hour. I'd argue it was a touch higher than that. Must have picked something else up there. 1-0 the count. Pena set. Check and goal stand. 1-0. Line back and foul. A ball and a strike. This music picks up a little bit. Fans open to see out number 27 recorded here. Gomez calls time at the plate. And we've seen more of that here in the last couple of weeks as hitters have learned and felt the pitch clock rules a little better. The 1-1 outside. Looked like a change that time. Two balls strike now to Dariel Gomez. Victor Lovato waiting on deck. An 8-0 Tri-City the lead, looking to finish off. The 2-1. Gomez high in the air to right. Going back, Yone. He's underneath and he has room. He makes the catch, and the ball game is over. The Dust Devils do complete the shutout. A fantastic all-around performance by Tri-City, who've now won their third straight game and made their way back to 500. The Dust Devils now 14-14. Everett falling to 11-11. The final score tonight, Tri-City 8 and Everett nothing. Nick Bondak gets in for Nick, his first win of the season. And Robinson Peanut the save, working the final three innings. Offense, defense, and pitch superb for the Dust Devils. And defeat the Everett Aquatonks tonight. Nothing. We'll take a break, come back with a show presented by Inland Imaging. Walk you through them. Again, a lot of highlights to watch as Tri-City defeats Everett 18. Back after this here at DustDevils.com and on the MILB First Pitch app.
Over the past 2 years, many women put their annual mammogram on hold. Data tells us about half those scheduled missed their appointments. In addition, 25% put off evaluation of their breast cancer symptoms, resulting in delayed diagnosis and treatment. The result, thousands of unnecessary deaths and advanced and difficult breast cancers to treat. Don't skip your mammogram. Call 509-374-4030 today or visit inlandimaging.com.
Everybody knows you shouldn't retire at 65.
Buying a house? 20% down or nothing, bud.
It's easy. Put your money into save or touch it.
There's a lot of questionable money advice out there.
For financial knowledge that can help you reach enough success, come to Giesa Credit Union. We can walk you through everything you need to feel confident about your finances. There's a healthier approach to money at Giesa Credit Union.
Giesa is an equal opportunity lender.
Dear road rivals, let's talk about Toyota offers tons of extra with Toyota. Our no-cost maintenance plan good for 2 years or 25,000 miles. No cost changes, no cost tire rotations, cost fluid level adjustments, and more. It's a whole lot of extra at no cost from Toyota. Ford, Honda, and Nissan all extra for maintenance. And that's the kind of extra needs. Try harder. Toyota.
Manufacturer's data as of 3/21/2020. No factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See participating coverage details.
We take a lot of pride in the success of our Tri-City Dust Devils, just like the folks at Stowe Energy, an independent brand Pacific Pride. With quality gasoline, non-ethanol premium, and diesel fuel, Pacific Pride's 24-hour full automated fueling stations are modern, clean, and well-lit, and the frequent fueler's special access card provides control and itemized billing. Cost receipts, no unauthorized purchases, no guesswork. Tons of convenient Pacific Pride sites throughout the U.S. At Pacific Pride, we fuel the winners, and your can join the team. So get at your commercial fueling needs with Pacific Pride. Open your account today. Go Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride, with us in Pasco, Spokane, Yakima, and surrounding areas.
Swiss Pasco Tri-Cities Hotel provides a home away from home retreat while you stay in Washington. Wake up to a free hot breakfast or sleep on a clean and fresh Hampton bed. Adventure using the free Wi-Fi in your room or at the hotel and unwind in their indoor hot water pool and hot tub. They're close to the Tri for meetings, concert, and sporting events. Keith the Stadium to watch the Tri-City Dust. Reservations call 509-71960 or stop by 60th Burden Boulevard in Pasco.
Zone's distribution center in Pasco is hiring. Walk in every Wednesday for noon to be interviewed. This Wednesday, the AutoZone DC is hiring for all shifts starting at $18.25 per hour. Also hiring Class A CDL drivers with hazmat endorsements and huge money. Full-time positions have benefit a great work culture. Walk in Wednesday at noon at 3733 Capital Pasco to apply. Drive your career and your future with AutoZone.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsex.org. A message from Nittany Ad Council.
Hey fans, come out to CG Public House in Cary, where they provide you traditional breakfast and dinner served in a relaxed, contemporary setting. Give them a call at 509-783-0128 to order your meal to go, or visit them at 9221 West Clearwater Avenue in Kennewick to enjoy your nice hot meal at house. Again, call 507-83-0128, place an order, or visit them at 9021 West Clearwater Avenue, Kennewick.
It's time for Tri-City Dust Devils post-game show presented by Inland Imaging. For a full recap of today's game, once again, here's Doug Taylor.
Ball game tonight for the Tri-City Dust Devils. Defeat the Everett Aquatonks. They shut them. In fact, the final score tonight, the Tri-City Dust Devils 8 and the Everett Aquatonks nothing, as the kids getting to run the bases here. A successful school night here at Giesa to stay the least is Tri-City outstanding at the plate on the mound with the glove. A thorough performance gives Tri-City third straight win. And not only that, the Dust Devils now back to 500 with their 8-0 win tonight. Five lines across. Tri-City, 8 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 13 left base, so it could have been more. In fact, 13 might be the highest left on base that I've seen for the Dust Devils this season. Not an awfully big number. Meanwhile, Everett, no runs, 5 hits, 1 error, and fully 4 left on base. Have a lot of base runners tonight. McMondak and Robinson Pena combined to walk only one guy, but 5 hits. So that's a total of 6 runners. Really good stuff from Tri-City. Nick Mondak with 6 shutout innings. He gets the win. His win of 2022 looked great tonight. Good work from him. And Robinson Pena with 3 innings gets save of 2022. That is the other alternate route you can take to get a save, is to go the final 3 in a game. So he grabs the save with the victory. The game played in 2 hours and 25 minutes. It's the rain just starting to fall here at Kisa Stadium. Even waited until the end. It was that sort of night. Tri-City. Tri-City scored in all but one bat tonight. A run at the bottom of the first inning. Kyle Kasner was doubled home by Gabe Matthews. The Oregon Duck connection to the first run of the night for the Dust Devils. Then Tri-City with an in the second, a leadoff walk to Stratton, and a double by Edwin Yon after Pistol second. 2-0 Tri-City through two. They play two in the third on a two-roll by Edwin Yon, making it 4-0 to the Dust Devils. Hey, Guzman in the bottom of the fourth, and off with a solo shot to right, his first home run. As a crank down to right, authority, and that made 5-0 to the Dust Devils. Then, in another run, Paris reaching, drop third strike. Kyron Paris, then with the base loaded, walked, bringing him home. An RBI walk for Paris. Another run on, and made it 6-0 through five. Then in the sixth, Gaines hit by a pitch. Singles by Francisco Del Valle, and Paris moving him to third. And Yon, another RBI hit. This is single to left. And that made it 7-0 by City. Yon with 4 RBIs on the night. Then Pedras would reach 8th on a walk. And again could score. He made it to 7th fastball. And then Kenyon Jovan, a double to the right center field gap, brought Pedras home. Pedras reaching base 4 times tonight. 2 walks and a drop third strike. So he ends up 1-for-3 evening, scoring 3 runs. A little bit of a weak line, but a great night for Pedras. A great night for the Dust Devils through and through. As again, Mondak with 6 innings, just 3 hits, no 8 strikeouts. Pena final 3. He gave 2 hits. Of course, no runs with the shot. He walked 1 and struck out 6. 14 strikeouts tonight. Devils with just 1 walk. Brilliant stuff from Tri-City. And Prelander Baroa in his ever tape, a rough one for him. He goes 2 and turns, giving up 4 runs on hits. All earned. He walked 5. Struck out only 2. Baroa gets the 1. Mondak to 1 and 2 with the win. Pena, his first save of the season. So that's the story of this one. Let's go ahead for a break. We'll come back, get you a Northwest League scoreboard and out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll set up game 5 of this series coming tonight. As again, Tri-City to Everett by a score of 8-0 tonight. The postgame show presented by Inland continues next here at Dust Devils becoming on the MILB First Pitch app.
Horn Rapids are service and sales.
Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales is a growing family-operated dealership located in Rich. Certified technicians service all make models. If you're looking to purchase an RV or need maintenance or repairs, Horn RV Service and Sales will exceed your expectations. Go to hornrapids.com to start your family today.
So, this is really fun.
Yeah, thanks for dinner.
Sure. For sure. Not really sure my keys. I literally took an Uber.
Oh, me too. Can I
start the night out right? Because you can't drive drunk if you don't there. Decide to ride. This is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Driving, and Uber. Copyright 2022, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum is a place with thousands of stories to be told. It's a place to relive baseball's greatest moments and share them with future generations. It's a place to experience the game and how it shaped our history. Cooperstown is a destination with something for the entire family. Our stories to tell or memories to share. Plan your trip to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown at baseballhall.org.
He ran China classwares, tents and cues, flatware, linen, stands, for stamp, tables, chairs.
A to Z rental, no job too small.
Jackhammers, washers, stump runner saws, generator steer, excavator, dingoes, trailers, tracks, nailers, staplers.
Now in Kennewick, 201 West 2nd Avenue, call 557-9-0300 or go to rentA2Z.com.
We rent everything, man. 8 convenient locations at A to Z. We rent everything.
Oh, so I should save all my money.
Yep. Make room on this.
Okay, no big purchases.
But you should put 20% on the house as soon as you can.
Hold on, you literally just said I...
Yeah, I know what I said.
There's a lot of questionable money advice out there. For financial knowledge that can help you reach your version, come to Giza Credit Union. We can walk through everything you need to feel confident about finances. There's a healthier approach to money. Find it at Giza Credit Union. It's an equal opportunity lender.
More time here at Giza Stadium from U.S. Cellular Broadcast Booth. The final tonight, the Tri-City Dust Devils 8 and the Everett Aqua Sox nothing. Now a three-game winning streak and 500 at 14-4 with the victory. Quickly get you a Northwest League scoreboard. And once more, it's an awfully quick start as just one game played. That was one other game, I should say. Hillsboro Hops defeat Spokane Indians by a score of 4-1. Called after 7 innings. Rain down at Ron Tonkin Field. Hillsboro a 4-1 winner. So that one called after 7. Little interesting to see because we were in a similar situation last night here. Had a 53-minute rain delay and continued on and finished the ball game. There, though, the game called after 7 with Hillsboro defeating Spokane by a score of... So Spokane takes another loss. Hillsboro now a game above 500. So the standings will adjust a little bit and Tri-City to 14-14. They'll, in fact... hop a place in the standings. Vancouver, again, not getting Eugene not playing. So, trying to end up in fourth, I believe, if I've done my math right. The end of the night. So, not the only other game. Northwest League, Hillsboro 4, Spokane. Game called after 7 innings due to rain down in the Portland metro area. Vancouver and Eugene got started. Due to, you guessed it, rain at PK Park. And that game is officially listed canceled. So it could well be that they are going to make that up as they've gotten a little behind there in Eugene through no fault of their. But just with the continuing rain, the continuing wet and cold conditions that we've had in the Pacific Northwest, it's create issues for teams to get in games. So again, 8-9 final here. Let's get you also an unscoreboard. That would be for a major league scoreboard. And the parent club, the Los Angeles, is victorious over the Oakland Athletics tonight. Final score, 2-0, as the A's put it up on the board. Waiting to see the final for who gets the win and such. Chase Silseth is going to get the win for the Angels. That game must have just ended as he went 6 scoreless. And Ryza Lacius the save for the Angels. 2-0 again, they defeat the A's. And now the Halos, 21-12 overall in the season. They might actually be 22-12. Either way, another win for the Angels. Locally, the Seattle Mariners victorious over the New York Mets. Final score 2-1 as the parent club of the Everett Aqua Sox get a victory on the road in Flushing, Queens tonight. Get you the rest of the Major League scoreboard. At Coors Field, they're having a very Coors Field sort of game. Bottom of the eighth inning, 2 on, 2 out. It's Kansas City 14, Colorado 10. That looks more like a Chiefs-Broncos score than it does a Royals-Rockies score, but also at Coors Field, that sort of thing happens. So that one very much still alive down at Chase Field in Phoenix. Arizona leading the Chicago Cubs 4-3. And in the stadium, it's the Dodgers leading the Philadelphia Phillies 6-5, but the bases left nobody out for the Phillies in the top of the sixth. Other game already in the books around the majors. The Cincinnati Reds keep winning baseball games. They were 3-2 to start the year. Cincinnati's still 9-24, but they're now 6-2 in their last 8 games. It's a bit of a rally from Tempe for Reds fans because they were really having to suffer through a tough year. The Brewers defeat the Buns at Lone Depot Park in Miami. 2-1 the final score in that one. Houston, a 6-1 winner over the Washingtons at Nationals Park in D.C. The Detroit Tigers defeat the Baltimore Orioles tonight by a score of 4-2 that game. In the Motor City, and the Tampa Bay Rays get past Toronto Blue Jays 5-2 that Tropicana Field. Diego Padres, 11-6, winners over the Atlanta Braves tonight. In suburban Atlanta, the Boston Red Sox defeat the Texas Rangers by a score of 7-1. The Red Sox getting that win on the in Arlington. The Minnesota 12-8 winners over the Cleveland Guardians. So let's grab a win. Cleveland and Chicago had not played the day before, due to outbreak, or 2 days before, I beg your pardon. So apparently Cleveland getting that settled and back in the field. But Minnesota victorious tonight. The New York Yankees put another win on the board as they defeat the Chicago White Sox 10-4. And San Francisco Giants beat the Cardinals in St. Louis at Busch Stadium. Final there, San Francisco and St. Louis. That and out-of-town scoreboard. Let's tee it up for tomorrow. Again, a great matchup, though the ERA would indicate otherwise for Adam Macko. A 4.25, he's 0-1 on the year. Kind of got beat up in his last start. Previous to that, though, he was statistics pretty much across the board. The best pitcher in the Northwest League, or best starting pitcher anyway. Even with the tough outing he had, he's up still 8th in the league in ERA and leading the league in amongst other things. Really solid left-hand starter for the Aqua Sox. And the Dust Devils will match with one of their own. Adam Semenaris, the lefty, 1-0 on the year, ERA of .46. As Semenaris, over 19 in two innings, has given up just one run, 12 hits. And we'll try today, maybe a pitcher's tool store for us tomorrow here at Key Stadium. It was not quite that here tonight. The Dust Devil brought it on their end. Six innings by Nick Mondak, three shutout innings by Robinson Pena. Mondak the win, Pena the save, and the defense again. Get going. Eight runs on the board. A shutout of the Aqua Sox. Final score tonight. Tri-State and Everett nothing. We'll be back here at the same time tomorrow, 6:15. The King Beverage Budweiser pregame will be on air for a 6:30 pitch as the Dust Devils go for 4-0 tomorrow night here at Kansas Stadium. For everybody here, Doug Taylor saying so long and good night. This has been Dust Devils Baseball at DustDevilsBaseball.com and on the MILB Pitch app. Good night from Giza.
Thank you for tuning in to today's first. You've been listening to Dust Devils Baseball, affiliate of the Los Angeles Devils. Join us again next time for more exciting Dust Devils action.